Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned into GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah?
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it.
I like to work more of my to the world-famous Murder, Inc. show. They call me the mighty rule. How you living? It's real, we talking. I want to ask all my gang the real question. How is that? What do you do? Yo. When did that do?
Clap back, we gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Let's take
we gon' clap ball. Back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap
keep
back.
Keep
we gon' clap back. 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 We gon' clap back.
When they hollering about room, here's the real. I pop the top like champagne bottles to chill or nothing but ice. Now I'll send it up to the greatest and tell them I'm nice too. Plus push some nice gold to the ink roll like deuce, man. I'm OG Bobby J, and we slinging soccer fields to yay. You respect that, or get your mind around and get it pushed back. Y'all don't want that. I send them to the morgue, I keep it my bouncing for sure. In the club with no gun, got them taking it off. Can't help that. I'm that that puts it down once I hit that. To them up in the mind, axing them home in the throwback. West, 44 Lakers, let's make no mistakes with these F-State plays. What's the procedure with a gun in your face when you got one in your waist? Let's cop back. Hey, I'm
come on.
Gone.
Clap back.
Hey,
this
is DJ
back.
Kevsky, and you're listening to GQ Palace.
Yo, what up, peace world, this your boy Mellow Man Ace. Right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
We gon' clap back.
Boom, big in the club, boom up, pop in the bubbly. Get ugly, I hug the snuff closely. But usually it's the shit,
it's
the freak. Tryna ride, but I can handle it. Long as they manage to get they in front of my dick and dance to big for more chance. I'm catching hate from a glance, but I'm a giant. This man ass, I'm stomping my way to shame. The backhand, it's not realistic. The game is heavy, it's not to the twisted. I'm young, black, and gifted, but still at the bottom. It's stuck somewhere between Gomorrah and Sodom. I'm here to make this rap hotter than Harlem. The dog beware, woo, cause I'm the problem. It's the procedure with a gun in your face. When you got one in your waist, it's cock back.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy Mikey D, aka Playboy Mikey D, aka Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source with LA Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
Like Bush is a dumb, I'ma find out where M lies. It's hotter than bomb. First, it could be much worse. I could be hotter than your scrubs. Mask and gloves, gun hot to burn that stuff. I'd rather be bossed up with a bunch of bras to preach the dough, to screaming out the law.
I think it's structure code.
The Christian, but y'all got the freakiest out of all the religions. And God gave me this blessing to handle my business. On these ranks, these snitches, let the need of them kisses. If she somehow misses, he gon' meet the mistress. And clap that boy like Birdman and Clips. All over my dick, like I'm the star of these shows. I must be as hot as they come. What's the procedure with a gun in your face? When you got one in your waist, it's cock back. You know, hey, out the face. Come on,
clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Let's take it to
the
wall.
Hey, this is Tiffany and Stephanie, and on Fridays we listen to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio Station. Love and Entertainment.
We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Let's take it to the
wall. Clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Come on. Yeah, that's how we do it, you know what I mean?
Break it down,
break it down. In the house. It's not a game. Queens no more. In this mother, you know. On my Jersey, on my Boston, on my Brooklyn. Brooklyn son, what up? Yeah. Holla at me, man.
What up, what up, what up, what up? What's going on, people? I am your host for the night, Rich Money. And welcome to another episode of Love and Entertainment here on GQ College Radio. Now, Before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last week, we had a banging show for y'all. We had my man, Barry James, who came in with the GQ general question, why is it misery loves company, which was a good topic. We had a lot of responses on it. Everybody gave in their input on the topic. It went down crazy. Right after him, we had up-and-coming artist Jay Lyric in the building. And we played his smashing single, Remember Me Well. And we also played his joint, TMT, that he wrote for Trayvon Martin, which is fire. We also had his father on the line, who is Elias, that is also his manager. For y'all that don't know, Elias is the man who made that club banger that's still hitting the nation hard, Follow Me. And, you know, he filled us in about what's his next step as well in the music industry. Then, after Jay Lyric and Elias, we had my man, Grand Agent in the building, pioneer legend doing his thing, Hard Body. He got to join out Know the Legend with a Lord Finesse. He got this other joint, Yup, Yup. He's just crazy with it. If you don't know about Grand Agent, you need to look him up and check him out, because he's also doing big things. To hear last week's show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's GEEQUE Palace, and check out the archives. Tonight, we got another banger for y'all, hitting hard. What we're going to do tonight, what you can do if you want, my lines is actually flooded right now, you could call in and give your own topic, and we're based on your topic. That's how we're going to do it tonight for the GQ General Question from 6 to 7. So if you have a topic that you want to talk about, feel free to press that one button, let us know what the topic is, and you'll get that truth to the matter feedback. That's from 6 to 7. Then from 7 to 8, we have up-and-coming artist David True. And we're going to be playing his smashing single, Overrated. Now, when David True come on, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. You know how Rich Money do. Rich Money don't usually play the profanity and all that. He's an R&B singer. He's doing big things. But if the kiddies is listening, make sure they don't listen to those songs right there, because, you know, I don't appreciate playing stuff like that, but I look out for up-and-coming artists, which it was my mistake. I figured that he's an R&B artist that the radio version we put in, but we got the straight up raw version for that. So we got David True, up and coming artist from 7 to 8, and we're going to find out what's his inspiration and goals as an up and coming artist. Then, after David True, we have another pioneer legend in the building, Captain Rock. If you don't know about Captain Rock, you're going to find out, and we're going to keep the straight raw and gully when he come on. He's doing big things, and we just going to get into him and find out what's going on with him in the music industry since Cosmic, the group he was with, and play some of his classics. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
This is Rich Money, CEO slash host for GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. Don't forget to check out that GQ Palace website at www.GQGEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace Radio. We doing big things, baby. We taking it to the next level, you heard?
GQ Palace Radio.
Endlessly, I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I won't show high love and emotion. Endlessly, 'cause you're a good girl and you know it. You act so different around me. 'Cause you're a good girl and you know it. I know exactly who you could be.
Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
It's hard to do these things alone. Hard to do these things alone. Just hold on, I'm going.
highest and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me, follow me.
As I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio, it's butter, baby.
Yo, what up, what up, peace world, this your boy Mellow Man Ace. Right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. I was just informed I had a little bit of static. This boy, operator. I guess you can let me know, you know, how it's sounding right now or what the case is. But what we do is right now, like I said, we sit back, relax. We enjoy the tunes. Unless somebody have a topic that they want to discuss, you know how we do it on Fridays. You know what it's all about. Other than that, you know, we sit back, enjoy the show and everything. What I also want to state is that you have a lot of people out here that I feel is, how can I state this without, you know, anybody getting offended? Haters. That's what I'm going to call it, haters. You know, we all have haters. You understand? That's how it is. You know, everybody want to be a hater. When they see somebody doing something, what they do is they talk about them to try to lower their self-esteem. Me personally, GQ Palace is doing big things. We definitely taking it to another level. Shout out to all the love and support from all the people that listen to GQ Palace, that support GQ Palace and the whole nine. And for that, you know what I'm do? I want to get into the oldie but goodie right now before I let go. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace Radio. Love and Entertainment is butter, baby.
Y'all, it's your boy Mikey D, aka Playboy Mikey D, aka Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source and LA Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
Yeah.
Oh,
This is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it.
GQ Palace Radio. Alicia, and on Fridays I listen to Rich Money, CQ Palace Radio Station, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter Baby.
Hey, this is Tiffany.
It's Stephanie.
And on Fridays we listen to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio Station.
This is Elias, and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me. Come on, y'all.
This is Isaiah, and on Friday night, I listen to GQ Palace Radio.
And on Friday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio Station.
On Friday night, I listen to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment.
Welcome back to the palace, and we do have a caller on the line. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hey, what's up, Rich Money?
What's good, what's good, what's going on, man?
What's up, my man? Yeah, I just want to really kind of piggyback on what you said with the hater thing, because a lot of times when you do start growing in this, you hang with a certain crowd or whatever, and they see you trying to progress or whatever else. Instead of saying, oh, you know, man, you know, let's do this or let's move on or let's do this, they get jealous of, you know, and you can see that in every way. And it comes from family, friends, people. And, you know, when I was in school, they played a game called telephone. And they started from one end to the other end, and the story was changed around all the way around because people interpret things the wrong way. And sometimes it's purposely hating or sometimes it's not, but the word gets twisted, whatever else, just winds up to be a total mess and people get hurt, whatever. And so, you know, if you're really hating, really from your heart, you're just blocking your blessings, and God sees everything. So, you know, it's going to come back to you threefold. Mm-hmm. So that's all
you're
I got to say.
Absolutely right. Man, you know what's bad? Because what you said, it's like the family hate too. And you wouldn't suspect your family to be hating on you. But you got family members out here that will hate on you, and they think, oh, you're not involving them. Because you don't want to know. It's a reason you're not being involved.
Got to be removed from them.
Exactly. And that's
Because that's how I wound up in Florida, because I was hanging back in 2004, like 2001, after 9/11 or 2005, because my father died in 2000. And I was just miserable and stuff, and I started hanging and doing the wrong thing just to try to be accepted, because I'm an only child. And so I said, oh, let me just start hanging. And they was all happy, partying, you know, this and that. Oh, yeah, Barry's, you know, this and that. Just talking, and just throwing darts. And just like with Abraham, you know, God put me in Florida. And then I didn't know nobody down there. And just like Abraham, he went down there. And I went down there for like 5 years. And I had to get away from them. But then he brought me back like 2 years ago. So they could really see, but they tried to still get me to do the hanging thing, and now they just shoot arrows all the time, too. Oh, he thinks he's holy at all, and this and that. you know, because they still want, oh, hang out. That's even on the Super Bowl. Yo, hang out, be after, you know, they doing the wrong thing. I said, nah, I'm going home, man. Oh, Mr. Ref,
you know
whatever.
What?
I'm not better than you.
How did that make you feel?
It made me feel, it's a double-edged sword, because it made me feel glad on one end and sad on another, because instead of saying, oh, you know, be, you know, how could I, you know, walk the life you're doing, or be this and that, they still want to bring me back to their misery. So, you know, when you got to stand tall like that, it's a double-edged sword, because it makes you feel good that you're not in the, when you see the sickness and what happens. Like, it was funny, because my cousin did, I'm going to be real, he did some drugs, like, after the game. He went in the room and came back.
Wow.
And his whole personality was changed. And then and right before we was taking pictures, and he took pictures, and then
wow,
see his face, and I'm laughing like, oh my God. And that's, I'm really going out to Long Island tomorrow, you know, cause my cousin could see, you know. And I said, wow, that's how I used to look back in the day, you know. And it's so, and then they were like, you think it's funny? I said, it is. It's funny to me, cause I'm not judging you, but I'm just saying, look at yourself. And then we look, you know what I'm saying? a blind man can see. You know, so it's not that I'm saying I'm better than, so it's hurtful, but then it feels good too. So, you know, it's both ways. And then the devil, sometimes he comes to frame me worse than a person on the street, a stranger. Because, you know, that's when he know he can get you, and that's when you get your feelings hurt. And that happened to me this summer, where I got really hurt for like 2 or 3 months, because I came back around all my family, and all I got was darts shot at me for like 2 years. And after a while, it took toll on me. You know, trying to say, you know, they're trying to judge me as my old person, and I'm trying to say I'm a new person. So, you know, you don't have to prove anything to nobody, because then that's when you go back into people pleasing. And you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
And that's what's bad.
Just looking to say, and it's hard, man.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Bad. I'm going to piggyback on that, but we have another call. I want to bring them on. Hello,
okay.
Caller, are you there?
Hey, how you doing? My name's Kenny. I'm a friend of Barry's in Fort
What's
Lauderdale.
Going on, Kenny?
How y'all doing? Hey, how you doing?
We all right.
I just chimed in here, and I was hurting about hate and and jealousy and that. And as we know, the first one was Cain and Abel, you know. And even though that if like with family and that, if we have hate against our brother, in the eyes of the Lord, man, that's murder. That's one of the Ten Commandments. We don't actually have to go ahead and kill a person, to murder a person, you know, physically,
and
God dies.
And you know,
we just have to have hate.
That's a bad thing. And you're absolutely right. That's a bad thing. But, you know, sometimes haters, they have that blood in them. Like you said, killing people. You understand? It's millions of reasons why, you know. Which to me is, that's a person whose mind ain't right.
Right,
you understand?
Right.
If you got to go out and kill somebody,
right,
you know. And then, but let me tell you, let me give you a story. It was a, I was reading something about a teenage guy. He was 19. I forgot his name, but he killed this other guy. He was a teenager too. And he was in the courts looking at the family, you know, of the person he had killed, smiling and everything. When he went back to court, the judge gave him life. And he started crying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He started crying on the stand. And his family looking at the other people like, oh, I hate you, I hate you. This is what they tell him. How are you getting mad at them when this man, your family member, killed their son?
Right.
All right. All right.
You understand?
Yeah, you know.
It's a bad thing. Go ahead. You want to say something, Kenny?
Yeah, you know, God never intended this way, man, for the world to be like it is today. You know, we're just all supposed to be walking around, you know, peacefully. You know, peace on earth and goodwill to all men. You know, but there's so much hate out there, jealousy. People kill over that today.
And you know what, too? I'm Kenny and Rich. Like, with our young youth on the streets, they're walking around full of hate. Like, not that knockout game, going to knock out an innocent people and a woman. A grown man or a teenager going to hit an elderly woman or punching a woman in her face. And they're hating and just hating on each other, the Bloods and the Crips or whatever else. It's just they walk around full of hate, and that's nothing but evil ways, man. It's a lost generation coming up behind us, you know. It's so sad.
Mm-hmm. And Lord said it, man, that he gave him dominion from that first bite of the apple from when sin entered, you know. He gave Satan dominion over the earth, man. And you can see it running really rapidly right now.
Yeah.
You know, because as a lot of people say, man, we're coming down to the end times.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And he's putting all this hate out there, man, all this negative stuff, all this, you know, and because Satan knows that his time's running out, you know, and that's when the Lord's going to split those guys,
yeah.
You know, and come down, you, man.
Go ahead, Red.
Go ahead, Kenny. Oh, I was going to say, let me ask y'all something. Do y'all think the music has a big part to play in the way this new generation is acting?
Yeah, when you got the pioneers on, and all these young jitterbugs really didn't listen to the old school stuff that the pioneers put out, because it was never that. Like I said, it was just about, I want to buy a new car, you know, I want a house, and young ladies. Always like that. And
mm-hmm.
Seven street gangs in my junior high school, you know, and it was all kind of violent, and the South Bronx was crazy, man. But it's still, when the rap game came out, it was just like, you know what the battle was? On the mic. It wasn't like drive-by shootings, like, you know, when that happened with the West Coast gangster stuff, shooting somebody's grandmother and their little three-year niece on the porch. What kind of crap is that? You battled like Kumo D and Busy B in LL on the mic. You took it to Disco Fever, you took it anywhere else, and you battled on the mic. And then, you know, you shook hands, and that was it. That's where you battled on the mic.
Right, right. Yeah, that's how they did it, is battle on the mic, man. But, you know, they should, if anyone want to be a real man, you go ahead and put that gun down and you fight fist to cuffs.
Yeah.
You go ahead and in the ring, if you really want to fight, you got hate against somebody,
right.
You go ahead, you drop that gun, and you got your two hands and fists. You go to that person and say, hey, man, let's duke it out. That's how we did it back in the the neighborhood that I grew up. As a matter of fact,
exactly.
I was right about it the other day.
Right.
There was two things that you needed to learn growing up in the neighborhood that I did. Was one, you had to know how to play baseball, and the second, you had to know how to fight. But we didn't fight with weapons; we fought with our hands.
Right. Back in the day, you had rumbles. That's what the game.
Yeah, and that's what they did. They went with the rumbles.
You had the rumbles,
and
you go to the park and rumble like West Side Story or something. And then whoever won, whoever lost, and you go home. And nobody
that's
else's
right.
family's hurt.
Nobody's
you know?
Gonna win in a fight, anyways.
That's really like a punk doing that, to go, somebody does
exactly.
something, you, man, and you're going to go shoot somebody,
a punk.
Family or their grand, or a little kid or elderly person. That's not a man.
No, it's not. I liked it how it was in that that movie Friday with Ice Cube, man. His old man says, hey, man, put that down, man.
Yeah.
Put that down and fight like a man.
That's right.
You know?
Exactly.
And if you could take those things, man, and really, you know, out of the movie, and he was a rapper too. He sang about hate. He was one of the West Coast rappers at the beginning.
I'm not saying all
you
of
know?
Them. I mean, that's where the gangster stuff started from. I mean, I like Snoop and I like them guys, you know, because they've came a long way and everything. But I just said, craziness really started out there. I mean, whatever, but
yeah, with the blood,
I
and Chris, and then they brought it to New York. See,
yeah, they brought it to
I
New York.
About,
yeah, and that's when the Tupac and Biggie. And you know the funniest thing too, Rich. The biggest funniest thing is when they call old school like Biggie and Tupac. Man, this ain't no old school in the 90s. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, they do.
People are on VH1 or MTV, old school stuff, and they have Biggie and Tupac the best. Old school rappers. They ain't no damn old school rappers. I mean,
no,
maybe to new generation. But like
yeah,
you got Funky 4 Plus 1, Grandmaster Flash, the L Brothers.
Yeah,
Melly
Mel.
Crush.
Exactly.
Now, see, I don't know any of that, man.
Sorry. Keita, Reggie Wells. You know,
exactly.
Funky Fresh. That's old school rap.
That's
you know,
exactly
so,
right.
You know, I'm
that's
glad you got
school.
Captain Rock on a little later, man, because old school got to come back and represent.
Yeah.
Pioneers got to take.
Yeah,
they got to really
be,
show up because rap is a joke. It's watered down. And even down when I was in Florida, that guy was so. That the biggest guy down there was Rick Ross, but it's just so country like, you know, going to the club. That's all it was. Like going to the club. It wasn't even rap. They just sing going to the club. So it's just like so whack now. So
yeah.
That you got the pioneers, you know, coming and representing because they need a voice, man. They need
you got to realize.
They need a voice. I'm glad you give them that platform, man, because it's really sad.
Music has changed the world, you know?
Yeah.
It really has, you know, back...
I mean, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry, you know, and they ain't
nothing
out of it. The old guys, these new jitterbugs that It's garbage. They're making all the money, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're making all the money. That's true.
Oh,
that,
they're making all
like
with
James,
money.
All the other stuff.
They're making Buco money. It was, but the songs, the wording, the meaning of the songs, man, have definitely changed. You know,
oh, yeah.
It was all about love.
Yeah, it was about,
you know?
Yeah.
It was, you know,
love
back
and progress, just like you said,
seven.
With the haters, like just the topic that Rich started was hating. So back in the day, you know, they was just like, you know, I want to buy a car. I want to get an OJ. That was just like a big thing back then. I wanted to drive a Mercedes, young ladies.
Yeah, exactly.
Young ladies like ladies galore. Young ladies we do adore, you know, stuff like that. About the respect and, you know, trying to, you know, I could throw some old school flow on there, man. But
I hear you throwing some old school.
I can flow now a little bit. But, you know, I'm going to have to do
I'm
that.
I'm hearing it, man. I'm hearing it. I never had to think you had that.
I used to have the party jumping now. I used to hold it down. But I learned from the best, the grandmasters and them, you know. I listen, whatever. But anyway, they used to all want the battle to rise up, to compete and be better, not hating. Hating is nothing but just...
Oh, the enemy, man. You know, and like I said, man, and it came in there with the first family of this world, man, Cain and Abel.
Yeah.
You know, and it came over jealousy.
Yeah.
You know, and jealousy is what is hate
yeah.
bring. Jealousy brings
even
hate.
With,
and then
okay,
hate
you talk a little
murder.
Bit. I know it's not a spiritual thing, but with David and Joseph, like, you know, everybody laughed at, you know, they was the laughing stock or the black sheep, whatever. But then in the end, look who came out on top, you know? So, you know, all the haters, they always,
coach?
They're going to have to come down and bow down. Anyway, any way you look at it, the cream always rises to the top, bottom line. So stop hating.
Right. The humble.
That's right.
Yeah, you humbled yourself.
That's right.
You'll definitely be exalted, you know?
Yeah.
And that's that, you know?
And people don't even want to be humble no more because they got a rep they got to maintain.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
So they want to come out and, you know, do the yelling, do the screaming, and, you know, but I come to realize you got a lot of them that's in there together, they tough. But when you catch them by themselves,
ain't nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing.
There's nothing
Nada.
There.
Nada.
You understand? If you can't be tough by yourself, you shouldn't be tough when you're with somebody.
Yeah.
Because
that's
well,
right.
You always going to get caught by yourself. Regardless,
right.
It may not be tomorrow, it may not be a week, it may not, but you will get caught by yourself. It actually happened
you're
to
not
going to
always
long,
have your crew.
Time ago.
You're not going to always have your
crew. A long, long time ago, yeah. I got
yeah.
jumped by like 15 people.
Right.
I was about 16. You know, one day I seen that one dude on the bus with a broken hand, and I tried to bang his hand through that door.
Yeah.
You know? And it was, I understand, you know, and the bad part about it is, you know, back then, I got jumped for no reason. You understand?
Right.
They wasn't even after me. They was after a friend of mine. You
uh-huh.
understand?
Mm-hmm.
It just so happened I was the one that got caught.
Right.
You know,
right.
But, you know, in situations, you can't be tough with people. And then when you're by yourself, you're going to shrink up. You understand?
Yeah. I mean, Rich, when I had 7 street gangs in my junior high, I got chased all the time and jumped. Because, you know, if you walk in the wrong, if you go in the store for your mother, because everything was turf back, you know, different neighbors. If you walked through, you couldn't walk
oh,
through
yeah.
whatever. It was turfs back then.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I got chased all the time. So then when I went uptown to Pelham Bay, you know, I went to Columbus, then it was like the Golden Guineas. I chased by them. You know, so I know about getting jumped.
That's the Golden Guineas.
The Golden Guineas, man. They want no brothers around.
I can see those guys, man.
That was Italian. To get on the bus with chains. No people
hair.
Have to know, man. They was a plane, the Golden Guineas. They had their colors on, Golden Guineas. I never forget that.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
fine, man.
I bet you they didn't run fast because they didn't want to mess up their hair.
You know what I did? I got me a lot of Italian friends, though. When I played baseball, it put a stop to that. I had me some Italian friends with them Trans Am T-Top cars,
yeah.
And they like, yo, don't bother Barry, man. They laid it down. It was a guy named Forster. I never forget. He told them Golden Guineas because he was Italian too. He said, don't bother. he's on the baseball team. He's one. He's like, he's a cool brother. Leave him alone. But it's no joke, though, man. I know
that. Somebody told me a long time ago. I don't know, Barry. You probably heard of River Park Towers.
Yeah,
a long time ago, back in the day. I'm going to tell y'all a story. This is what I mean by people that's with somebody, they tough when they by themselves. It's something totally different. Now, back in the days, I had a friend of mine on radio. And this dude, you know, I knew who he was. You know, he was acting all tough, messing with the radio. He was with a group of them. So I'm like, yo, you can't do that. He was like, oh, you know, in other words, he was talking tough. You know, so I'm around all these dudes, just me and my man. So I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to just leave it. Yo, don't mess with my radio, this such, boom, bye, bang. Still acting tough. Later on, I'm going to say about a week later, he had, I don't know if you heard of Public School 82, Uptown University. That's what it was called.
Yeah.
It was called 82. You used to have James.
Oh, on the west side, right? West side of Bronx?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
He was playing baseball. I was actually up to bat. And who did I see coming down that block but that same dude? And when I
you had that bat in your hand too, huh?
Bat, he was scared to death. He was like, no, no, I'm sorry. I was just no messing with you, such and such, brother, brother. And a friend of mine, he was like, oh, so I know, just leave him alone, you know. You know, he's he ain't tough. You know, he was just fronting, such and such, such and such. After that, when he seen me after that, it was always like, hey, how you doing? You know, what's going on? Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
What's up, fam? You understand? But don't, I tell a lot of people, don't portray what you're not.
No.
Right, absolutely. Oh, he'll be found
that's
out, man.
Now, I'm going to tell you a true story. I'm gonna tell you a true funny story, and it's on me this one, because there was this one new kid, you know, the new kid on the block. He moved to this Kingston school, and we used to it was three or four of us. We was no gang. We just like used to pick on him. Then he had a sister, and you know what? We was like, oh, that's your sister. Oh, she looks cute or whatever. I was in elementary school. We smacked her beside his head and said, oh yeah, bring your sister over here. Man, he wailed on all of us, chased all four of us away, man. We went flying, like you said, because we was bad together. We was bad together. And I'm tall, but I was like a little squirt back in the elementary. Man, he got mad and started throwing some haymakers, man. He chased all four of us, man. Because, you know, I guess he got tired, and then we was like, you know, disrespecting his sister. So like you said, he got tired of that stuff, man. So sometimes you got to stand up by yourself. And you know what? We was like, say, how you doing, everything. We never bothered him again.
Yeah, it's when you stand up, and that's being bullied. And a lot of times when somebody is being bullied, it's for those people to see that, hey, man, we want to see this dude stand up, you know, and protect himself. Stand up. And I seen that, man, you know, where I lived, you know. The bullying stuff, man, it's just a really inactive to see if that guy's going to stand up against.
Right.
One,
now,
two,
my kids are killing themselves. I don't remember.
Now it's
they can kill themselves. I don't. Not unless we didn't know about it. You just took a beating or grew up. Nobody was like killing themselves.
Yeah. Oh man, we're taking
a
lot
of
them.
That's because of the computer and stuff. I don't know what it is, but they just killing themselves left and right because of bullying.
Like I was telling you, Barry, Rich, that you know this book that I'm writing, this chapter that I'm in, I was writing that there was two things that you needed to know, you know, and like I said, baseball. You know, I grew up in Stadium Park, the New York Yankees, where spring break, where they had their spring training, and that's where, you know, we were brought up to know how to play baseball. And in the neighborhood, you had to learn to fight.
Right.
You know, and that's how am I my brother's keeper? Oh, I don't know, man. My brother beat the crap out of me a lot.
Yeah, man.
I mean, We always fought, you know?
Right.
But, you know, that's one of the things that we, you know, that you have to do in life, man. But now, like we were talking about, now they pick up guns, you can go ahead and get bullied. Here they pick up a gun and go do a drive-by.
Right.
You know? Nobody's, you know, it's like not going to face it, you know, go one-on-one anymore. It's even like it comes down to the world, man, you know? When the two biggest kids on the block, you know, the biggest countries on, you know, in the world, man.
Yeah.
Duke it out, man. Why is there so much hate in this world?
And the funny thing, too, right? I'm going to give you an example, too, today. I was at the doctor's office. So I go to the bathroom, and it's a brand new building. It's only been open like 6 weeks. So I go to open the door. The guy didn't lock the door. So I walk in, I said, oh, excuse me, so I shut the door back. So he comes out like 10 seconds later, oh, next time knock. You know, you ain't got no manners. So I had to go to the bathroom, and I'm like, what? Plus he didn't flush the toilet. Plus he didn't flush the toilet. And he tried to chump me in front of the whole room. They almost looked
at him. Wash his hands either.
Oh, no, he didn't. I said, no, he didn't. But I had to go back. And I, then that's not being really a quick. I was like, oh, no, I don't really get it. So, you know, I did what I had to do, and I came out. He was by the elevator, and I said, nah, because, you know, I wanted to say, you know, you should lock the door and then, you know, flush the toilet, you know, use so-and-so, so-and-so. But I'm like, he could have had a gun.
And that's so-and-so, huh?
Shooting, building up and everything. So I was just like, is it going to be worth it to get shot or just, you know, something? Because you never know.
Yeah,
today.
Or something stupid
well,
like that, yeah.
I'm going to tell you, hold the line for a minute. We have another call. I want to bring them on.
All right.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Okay. Welcome to the palace.
Thank you.
Well, we actually discussing a hater. A hater, you know, people that hate on you. Like Barry just said, he went in the bathroom, a dude talking about next time knock when he should have locked the door from the get-go.
Right, it's not an old bathroom. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, you know.
Okay, so just pretty much give an example?
Yeah, you can give an example. Somebody that you hated on, I mean, somebody that hated on you, or, you know, the haters that's out here, you know, that's jealous, and, you know, they upset because they don't got what you got up. You understand?
Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to share a quick story that's something that just happened, like, less than 10 minutes ago, okay?
So, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so, and to me, the little girl is hating on my little girl, okay? We're at cheer practice, and my daughter told me that she had an issue with this one little girl that's supposed to be a base. That means when they put my daughter up in the air, they're supposed to catch her, okay? Well, this one little, she told me, the one little girl told her that if she doesn't do the position a certain way, that she's not going to catch her, okay?
Ooh.
So my thing was, all right, so I'm going to watch today, and I'm going to see what happens. So I'm in there, and I'm watching, and I see this little girl, like, in my little one's face, like, standing like she's, like, arguing with her. So my daughter looks, and she sees me. So I'm like, what the heck is going on? You know, you can't talk to them. They could just see you in the window. So I'm like, what the heck is going on? So my daughter walks away from the girl. She goes to the coach. And whatever she explains to the coach comes over, and the coach is talking to the girl. Little girl gets crying. Little girl's crying now. She's upset for some strange reason, okay? So I see her mother getting upset in the waiting area where I am. Now, mind you, they don't know that the flyer is my little girl. They don't know that. So the lady says, oh, well, you know, I'm going to say Kay. Kay has a problem with her flyer. Her flyer doesn't know what she's doing. You know, Kay should be the flyer is what she's saying. So I'm listening. I don't say anything. So the coach that I know comes out, and she's like, all right, well, you know, we have a problem, right? I'm like, yeah, I know. I said, okay, because Kay, and I said it right so the lady could hear me, Kay doesn't want to catch my daughter because Kay wants to be a flyer. The lady looked at me, her mouth wide open, like, oh, my God. Like, we sat here talking for the last half hour about this lady's child and didn't even know that this was her child. Okay, so I said to the coach, I said, you know what the problem is? I said, I see that a lot of little girls in here are hating on the little black girl that's flying up in the air. That's what it is. I said, but guess what? She's going to go up in the air. Yeah, because and the mother says, well, my daughter has been cheering for 7 years. I don't care if she's been cheering for 20 years.
Really?
If they didn't pick her to go up in the air, then she's not going to be a flyer and go up in the air. So my daughter says, you know, Mom, she's just hating on me. Maybe I shouldn't fly because I don't want any problems. I'm like, no, you're going to fly.
No,
you're going to get up and you're going to do it no matter what. And she's, you know, she's a little upset. So I'm telling her, you know, don't worry about it. You know, coach will take care of it. So that was my example of, I think, a little girl that was hating on my little girl for being a flyer,
but
she wasn't.
Because
she was jealous of her.
Also. But see, I think the parents was hating also because they was talking about it but didn't know that was your child.
Right,
absolutely.
Right.
And that's the problem that I have.
Can I chime in here for a sec? Hi, my name's Kenny.
Uh-huh.
I know one thing, when you're on in a team sport like that, let's say cheering, and that one's a flyer, one has to be there and catch, and if she's not catching your daughter, she ain't going to be there very long doing
that's
it.
That's right.
You know, and you just tell your daughter, you know, you're there, you've been assigned to be the flyer, and then she's the one who's supposed to be the one that catches. Now, she doesn't do her job, then they're going to find somebody else to go ahead and do it.
Right,
and
but you know, the
right.
only problem is that my thing is they have to nip it in the butt right now, tonight, because when you fly, that's like you throw a ball up in the air, right?
Right.
A ball up in the air, and the person that's supposed to catch you is mad at you, and they don't catch you. That means you're going to hit the floor.
That's no joke.
Right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
They see that one. They see
that
one
that
time.
No
they're going to.
No,
it's not
weird.
A joke. And then they should either be split apart, and have another girl be the flyer. That's a flyer down the line there, and just switch. You know, you just can't have hating done, because you know that goes into a lot of sports. You know, where even like with football, you know, there was one guy that didn't like me, and he would let the guy come and hit me. He wouldn't block, and I would get slammed by this guy all the time. You know, until the coach had to step in, and he's seen it. And he's going, why ain't you making your block, you know? And this guy had hate against me. We're teammates.
Right,
you know, you have to learn how to be a team first.
You know what?
Because it even goes out on the in the field of war, you know.
Yeah.
You have to have each other's back.
Right.
And you need to address that to the coach immediately, because that's no joke.
Right.
That's your daughter.
Yeah.
That's your daughter's health and life.
An injury could happen.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So you could imagine
mm-hmm.
how the coach was looking at me like, okay, all right, I'm going to take care of it. Okay, you're going to take care of it. I'm going to stand right here so you can take
right.
care of it. So
right.
after you talk to the child, come and talk to the mother, because this is my child, you know. And
right.
we have to, and she has to feel comfortable. And if she don't feel comfortable, then you know what? Don't have her fly, because she's not going to get hurt on someone else's stupidity.
Right.
You know, she's 10 Delicious. Years old. She's not 15. She's 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I know we're coming to the end. I just want to share something, too, on Hayden. And this is back when I was in high school, when you talk about, you know, your kids and stuff. I was the only black on my baseball team back then, you know. And like I said, I had the one catcher. That was the same catcher that defended me with the Golden Guineas. He was the catcher, and I used to hate me to pitch. The same thing. And they was like, oh, Barry, this, you know, and, you know, what's he doing? And Foster said, yo, that's my boy again. Leave him alone, you know. Anybody mess with Barry got to deal with me. So it was so funny, because when I didn't pitch, I was like the best in the fielder, you know. And I used to sit on the bench and be pissed, you know, like, man, I should be in there, this and that. And they was like, oh, man, this and that. And so when I got on the mound, and this is like an important part of the game, and I'll never forget.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was yesterday. Second baseman and the third baseman came in. I thought they was going to give me a pep talk, like, you know, Barry, strike this guy or whatever. They said, you know what? They said, listen, nigga. You
Whoa.
Lucky.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Whoa,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he said, listen, you know, you
guy,
and
guy.
You're lucky you're on the mound. You're lucky in this game, and you're lucky you're pitching for us, you know? And I was like, what?
Wow.
It was like somebody took one of them big things from back in the day, them big swords, like a, and just stabbed me through my heart. I'm like, and these guys, you know, we're in the locker room, are just like, they cheering, pat me on my back, and we're hugging and stuff in general. But then when it come down to it, they come up and instead of giving me a pep talk, they told me like that. And I was like, they was hating, because I was the best player on the team. And I voiced it. And back then, you couldn't voice yourself back in the, you know, 70s and stuff like that on an all-white team. So, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was, but it was so shocking. It was like yesterday, you know. So,
but was it a Caucasian or was it a black person that told you, you know, listen here, you know, with the N-word?
Oh no, I was the only black on the team, and I used to play center field.
Oh, yeah,
but
you did say that. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey Barry, I got a question for you about these Golden Guineas, man.
Yeah.
Hey man, did you know anything about them rumbling at all?
Huh?
Did they rumble at all? Or
yeah, they rumbled.
Rumble?
Did they rumble? They used to come on the public bus and throw black people out the window on the public
bus.
You
know what? I'm pretty sure the Golden Guineas, man, had probably a pedicure done first and, a manicure first done and their hair done and greased up.
And you know what? The funny thing with the city bus is, like, if you hold the back door open, the bus can't move because it's like an emergency thing that goes on. The bus can't move, so in case, you know, somebody's stuck in the door. So all they would do is, like, somebody got off the bus, they would hold it open, they would all run up and just start wailing on you with the chains and sticks. And it was no joke, man. So
just the name of their their gang, man. Just
funny. They fought with it. They meant what they said, and they wore their cut. Back then, like now, it's like people wear red or blue. You don't know that. You know, they're in the game, but you don't. Back then, you wore your clothes. Mm-hmm. You advertised. You know, it's the peacemaker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Skulls.
I'm sure they did.
Black Spades, Roman Kings, you know, Seven Immortals.
You know, there's that book, The Cross and the Switchblade, by Davy Wilkerson. You ever read that book?
No.
By Davy Wilkerson. It's about Nicky Cruz in New York.
Yeah.
And the Mau Maus and the gangs that, they were in back then in the... I guess later 50s, early 60s, and that, and how he became, to Christ, and that Nicky Cruz.
Now, Kenny, I know you said you write in a book. What is your book based on haters? What mainly your book is based on? Let the listeners know a little something about your book while we have you on.
Okay. My book, the name of my book is 60 Minutes from Hell, and that's where I was. I was 60 minutes from hell. From my addiction that I was in, and it lines up with everything in my life, you know, resentment, hatred toward my brother, you know, hate against God taking people away from me, that my girlfriend killed in a car accident, my best friend, you know, of dying from cancer and seeing her go through that, which was a Christian girl, just all this stuff, and how I took, God gave me a gift that I could have played baseball, could have went to the pros. And I threw that all away for drugs and a resentment and an arrogance and pride. And I distanced myself from my family. Back in 2001, my brother, who was a Christian, was becoming an ordained minister at 43, had a heart attack and died. And I got real mad at God. And I put my fist in the ground and I said, you took the wrong son. It should have been me. You know, he was the one that was serving you. I'm serving the other one. Now, it wasn't until later until I went into a coma from my drug addiction, because that's what I was so mad at. I was slowly killing myself. So I got under these oxycodones, this synthetic heroin. And I was doctor shopping. I was going to six a month. And I was just slowly killing myself. Well, I went into a coma. And in my coma, they had to call up my family because I caught pneumonia. I caught a high fever. They said, well, you better come up here and see your son because he's not going to live through the night. Now, 48 hours after that, I came out of my coma. But I was still mad at God because I found out what happened, what I put my family through. I didn't want to live anymore. I lost all will to live. I came to that Damascus Road where God, Jesus, shouted out to me and said, hey, this is my last time. I fell asleep behind a wheel of a car on 95, going 75, and I didn't get no accident. Went right off the road and got right back on, and I cried out to God, you got my attention. So this is where Barry comes in. This is where I met Barry. Through Broward Addiction Recovery Center, and it was like God sent me this angel, this guardian angel, and he encouraged me because I didn't want to go on. I put so many people, but God's changed all that. He restored my family back to me. I've been clean for 5 years. I'm sharing this message of hope. There is hope for what I was in a drug addiction for 34 years. There is hope for them that they can get clean, they can beat it, but it's only hope in the cross, in Jesus Christ, that you can do it.
Right, and you know what, Rich?
Have a foundation.
And Rich, I was going from New York to Atlanta last year, on the Greyhound bus, and I feel this funny spirit when I walk in the bus terminal, and I look up, I'm going to the bathroom, waiting for my son to pick me up, and here this guy is. And they're like 20 pounds heavier, and he runs over to me, Barry, you know, thank you, you saved my life, I've been clean, and then we hugged him, and we've been keeping in touch ever since, man.
And it's awesome how God has put us in our lives together, because we're always encouraging, we call up, we pray for each other.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a totally different person. I don't have hate anymore. I love my neighbor. I love myself. I didn't ever for so many years. And there's a message out there that I want to give. to share that these three remain, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love,
wow.
God's love. If we just keep on sharing God's love and exercising our faith in prayer and just showing these ones that are bound in their addiction that there's hope for them, that they can
that
get clean.
Like,
and here's my story.
Because
I was the one 60 minutes from hell. I'm not supposed to be here. It wasn't supposed to be mine. It was supposed to be my brother's destiny. But now God changed that.
Like I told you, Kenny, you're carrying the torch for you and your brother now, man.
Yeah. You know, and this book is coming along really well. I'm knocking out chapters and chapters, and I'm sure you can see the God's anointing on it.
Right.
And I'm just sharing my struggles, but I'm also sharing scriptures in there, you know, of hope. I'm sharing scripture. There's going to be a blueprint on how God transformed me. You know,
wow.
He took out that heart of stone that I had, and he put in that heart of flesh. You know, all scriptures. And there's one scripture that I really hold on to, and it's 1 John 4:4. It says, "Ye are of God, little children, and you have overcome, because greater is he that is in you than he is in the world." If we lay on that scripture right there, we take hate out of the world. Because God is love and he abides in us. If we stand on that, hate is no more.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And what would you tell someone that might be going through something similar to that right now? What would you tell them?
That there is hope for them. Call. Go to a church. Find somebody. Get into a faith-based mission. Now, I know a lot of times that these secular rehabs don't work 30, 60 days. It takes an 8 to 10 month program to go ahead and be transformed, taking off the old man, working on those things that you buried in, you buried down deep low, and bring them up and face them. You give that courage that you need to face those things that are so locked down deep, that hurt and that pain that you're going through, because that's what it is, hurt and pain, guilt and shame that somebody is going through, and you have to face them. And you could do it with people that are in a faith-based mission, that they have counseling, 8 to 10 month program. You learn how to deal with these issues. There is hope for you. There's programs out there all over the United States. There's Teen Challenge. There's Mission Teens. John 3:16. All you got to do is just look it up on the computer, and they have them all around the United States. Some doesn't even cost money to even cost any money.
Wow.
Mission
and
Teens.
We actually have
Mission.
A Teen Challenge. It's funny that you mentioned that, because we have one that's here in Long Island, and I thought it was only in Long Island. I didn't know that it was worldwide.
Oh, no.
We have a
worldwide.
They are worldwide.
Worldwide.
That's,
wow.
That book I talked about was about the crossing the switchblade. Davy Wilkerson, the late Davy Wilkerson, and Mickey Cruz started Teen Challenge.
And where are you at, Kenny? Where you at?
I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm in some sunny weather, you know. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sitting by the swimming pool right now. I got my feet in the swimming pool.
You want to rub it in? Okay.
I don't want to rub it in, but hey, you know. But that's
how
Barry and I. Rick.
I want to get you on the show because I want to talk about your book. You know, your novel, you know, so we can get things going and everything.
Okay.
You know, that's up to you, you know. I definitely want to get in touch with you and talk about your book and have you on the air, you know, as an author.
Oh.
You know, let people know what's going on.
Okay.
The book sounds very, very interesting. You understand?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
You know, I mean, there are so many things that I share in there, but there's so much that I can't, because I do some really, really bad things in my life. You know, I was a womanizer. I worked for a suntan oil company back in the 70s and 80s, back when we had Fort Lauderdale with Spring Break USA, and I did a lot of terrible things, you know. I just used women, you know, that I did. Use women for my gain.
I want you to hold on to all that because I definitely want to get you on the show to talk about it because we have another segment coming up where up-and-coming artist David True, and his music is definitely taking the industry to another level. You understand?
And Rich, I'll text you Kenny's number.
Definitely text me his number because I definitely want to get him on the air and talk about his book. Because it sounds very interesting, and it sounds like something that everybody really needs to hear about. Because my lines are actually flooded right now, and there's a lot of people listening, and I definitely want to have them on the air to talk about that book.
I'll text you his number tonight, tomorrow.
Okay, great. Well, Rich, I just want to say how awesome it is for me to call in and talk to my buddy Barry and you and the caller that's on the line tonight. And just to share with you, it's a great show. I hear Sundays. It's a spiritual show, which I'll be calling in just because I love talking about the Lord, what the Lord has done in my life. And anytime, you can call me up, and I'm always willing to share.
All right, because Barry's going to give me a number. Yeah, we have 8 different episodes, 11 different hosts. Barry's definitely going to give me your number, and we definitely going to definitely want to have you on the air to talk about it. All right?
All right, great. Well, hey, man, I'm out of here. Peace. Hey, man, and keep warm.
Later
on.
All right. I want to thank everybody for calling on the GQ, no doubt, Barry, on the GQ General Question topic. Coming up next, we got my man, R&B sensation, David True. So stay right there and don't move. He said, keep warm. Okay. This is GQ Powers Radio, love and entertainment. And we definitely going to take it to another level.
It's butter, baby!
I feel mighty fine, y'all. I got music on my radio.
Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment, on GQ Power Radio. It's
Friday night.
Dynamic duo, Batman and Batman.
Hey, hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Power Radio. It's Butter Baby.
And casting over rug. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned into GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah.
and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio.
I wanted this to be special, something more than any other feeling that you felt before. Pushing through the doors, I see girls having a good time. I might tell you I'm old school, new school, no school boo. But other than that, everything is cool. I see guys and girls dancing, doing the new dances. That's a hit while I'm over here romancing.
Hey, this is DJ Kamsky, and you're listening to GQ Palace, hosted by my man.
Dons and Divas. Welcome back to the palace. For sure, for sure. With me right now, I have R&B sensation David True. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
What's going on, man? I want to thank you for joining us. I know you're definitely doing big things and all that. So I definitely want to thank you for joining us this evening. You know, let's get into your name, David True.
Yeah, man.
Come up with that name.
I mean, I came up with the name basically. You know what I mean, David's my real name, of course. So, I mean, the true. I mean, just being true. I mean, being true to my music, true to myself. You know, true to my family. It don't have no breakdowns to it. It's just. I mean, meant for me being a true dude. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody knows me from keeping it real. I always kept it real and everything, and my music speaks for it. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, because I heard your joints. You definitely got some fire going on. Now,
yeah, thanks.
How old was you? No doubt, no doubt. How old was you when you first started singing?
When I first started singing, man, I was 10 when I first started singing, but I wasn't really taking it serious. I mean, I was just singing. I hear a couple songs. I mean, Sammy back in the day when he had that I Like the Way and those little things, and I'd just be singing it in school. But when I really started taking it serious was like high school, you know what I'm saying? And I actually started singing. I mean, me and my friends would walk around the schools and the hallways and just sing to all the girls, and they just started liking it. So I started falling in love with the love that I was getting. So that's when I was like, all right, I think I want to start taking this serious, you know what I mean? So I basically just jumped into it. And now I'm just working on getting better and getting my vocals stronger and just keep on writing and making fire, you know what I mean?
I definitely feel you. Now, who would you say is some of your influences that actually made you want to become a singer?
Influences, man. I got to say Michael Jackson. That's the number one right there, man, because I used to dress up like him when I was little, throwing the little shoes with the socks. I mean, try to do the little moonwalk and everything. And I just love that dude, man. Like, he touched me. When I heard his music, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just really inspired me to do music. I mean, another one, Trey Songz, you know what I'm saying? That's another dude. I mean, I like Trey Songz a lot. I like his music, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Now, I know you did a lot of performances, this and at the Echo Live. You came in up and coming, a competition. You was in the first, you won in first place, I believe. You did something at Def Comedy All-Star as well. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, that one was good, man. That one, it was a lot of dudes out there. Jay the Comedian was there and everything, and it was good, man. It was love, you know what I'm saying? I was a little nervous at first because it was only, like, my third show. So I'm like, dang, it's a lot of people. I mean, it's not a club performance. It's a sit-down. So I got to make sure everything is on point. But I just went up there, and, I mean, did what I did, and, I mean, they started falling in love with it. So it was a good experience, though, man. I met a lot of people, you know what I mean? So it was good, man.
Now, you also opened for Marcus Houston, Carl Thomas, Jagged Edge. You understand? What was that experience like? What was the first thing that came to your mind when you stepped on the stage?
First thing, I was like, man. I was like, yo, I gotta see these dudes. I never seen no famous people. I mean, I never seen no famous R&B artists. I mean, in person. And when there's somebody that's doing the same thing as you, it's like, dang. I wonder what's gonna go down right now. I wonder if I'm gonna be close to them. You know what I'm saying? If my voice is gonna sound close to them. I mean, I don't wanna stand out too much from them. You know what I'm saying? Because I went up there, man. I did my thing. That inspired me a lot. When I seen them walk in and I was backstage and I seen them, I was like, yeah, I got to do my thing. I got to kill this, man. And then my confidence just built up and I went on stage and I just tore it down, man.
Yeah, because I see you also open for Gandy for Love and Hip Hop at a Mother's Day extravaganza. Now, that's got to deal with a lot of females, so I know you had to get your swerve on and all that.
Yeah, there was a lot of females in there. It was a club, so, you know, we definitely switched the switch on that one right there, man. We definitely did that. Gandy, man, yeah, she was in there looking beautiful, like always, so, like, it's Mother's Day, you know what I mean? I gotta show that love, man.
Now, you get ready to drop your first single and preparing for, you know, the first step EP. Is this your first? Which single is Kiss the Rose? Tell us about Kiss the Rose.
Well, yeah, Kiss the Rose is the name of my mixtape. I mean, I got the name Kiss the Rose from, I mean, I got a rose tatted on my face. I mean, you probably see it in pictures and everything or in my videos. I mean, the rose on my face really symbolizes, I mean, rest in peace to all my loved ones, and every tear I shed make me stronger. But how I use it as, I mean, it's a metaphor, like, I mean, the rose in a situation of leaving a girl, I mean, a relationship, and it's basically saying to move on, kiss the rose. I mean, you kiss the rose, and it's like, that's it, I'm moving on. So once you kiss that rose, it's it, I mean, I'm moving on. So that's the whole metaphor my mixtape is mostly about, I mean, moving on from a relationship. So that's what I try to use it for, you know what I'm saying?
Now, what makes David True, the R&B sensation, different from everybody else?
Man, it's just, I mean, I don't really sound like anybody, you know what I'm saying? Everything sounds original, and, I mean, my image at that, you know what I mean? Of course, got a lot of tattoos. I got 4 tattoos on my face. I mean, not a lot of R&B artists got any tattoos on their face, and I mean, if they even have any, you know? And it's just, once people hear my voice, they like, dang, that's you singing that? I'm like, yeah, man, it's just what I love to do, man. So, it's just, I mean, it just blows a lot of people's minds when they actually see me and then they hear the music. It's crazy.
Now, I know about overrated. We're going to save overrated. You understand? We're definitely going to save overrated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I want to talk about Summer Is Mine. Tell us about that shit.
Oh, yeah, Summer's Mine, man. That video was crazy. We actually got some good people in that video. We didn't expect none of it to happen. It's like everything happened for a reason. I mean, but Summer's Mine, I was going in like, I'm trying to take over my city, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to put on for my city and let everybody know that, I could do it, you know what I'm saying? It's possible. So what I'm saying to Summer's Mine is it's like the metaphor of the law of attraction, you know what I'm saying? If you think positive and whatever you focus your mind on, whatever you want in life, you could eventually start bringing in, you know what I mean? So the song is explaining, like, I got everything now that I want, you know what I mean? And now, I mean, it's slowly coming in little by little. So that's the realness on that song right there in the summertime. Maybe that song is crazy, too. Video,
wow.
All of that.
You also have your manager on the line as well, right? Is your manager on the line?
I believe so. Doug, you there?
Yeah,
okay,
I'm here.
Okay.
What's up?
Oh, okay. All right. Now, we're going to get into the single real fast, Summer Is Mine, but we definitely want to come back and talk to you to let us know about Dave True as well, you know, how y'all got y'all connections and everything, and we definitely want to talk to you about that, all right?
All right.
I want him to know we ain't forget about him. I definitely know you there. Yeah.
All right.
I'm right here. All right, dog. Here goes one of his bangers, Summer Is Mine by David True, here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby. Let's make it happen.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Your discretion is advised.
Polo with some camel shorts, killer style, no remorse. And I'ma live like I made it, no waiting. Fuck it, every day's a vacation. Yeah, if I'm lying, then I'm flying. I ain't lying, but I'm flying private jet to private islands. This is for all my niggas out here grinding, who don't see me, but they hear me like we vibe.
Always dream for a Cali bar with a Cali sweat. Drive a Cali car, a shorty that be down for whatever. First night guarantee she eat the dip like a caviar. Got me feeling like the summer's mine. Pulling on for my city, first in line. Got me feeling like the summer's mine. Pulling on for my city, first in line.
I can feel like the summer is mine. I can feel like the summer is mine. The summer is mine. Nothing better than that summer breeze. So the smell in the air, that's the summer breeze. Red Bugatti with the roof guard. Interior clean, smooth like a new bar. Bad bitches on me, no strings, no star. This shit is overrated, bitch, no love. Focus on my music and my journey through it. And pray to God that I overdo it. Free my nigga Jizzle, he produces beat. And now the nuisance engineering all the summer heat. So party hard. Live life, laugh love, lavish art. And I've been waiting for this moment. The feeling is taking over, I swear to God I'm on it. Majority of the time I make the beat. So with all due respect, I treat the beat like I own it. I can feel it, the summer is mine.
GQ Palace, I can feel it,
the summer is mine. The summer is mine. And I got what I need, I got my city with me. So it's out of my head. On the road with a key, girl, you know what I mean. Everything is on me.
I told you it was coming.
Number 2012. Yeah. In the dark town.
All time.
True life.
True.
I've been waiting for this my whole life.
Let me say something real. I sat back, watch you niggas, let y'all gain y'all buzz. Even shared a few links, I showed y'all niggas love. But this time and like them other times, I let y'all rock the whole year, but bitch, the summer's mine. Yay, Natty Nuisance on his fucking grind. Chasing green, even if a nigga colorblind. Yay, the summer's all the time, the summer go. Chop and hit your winter gear, now they summer clothes. Natty Nuisance on some other shit. Stevie Wonder heaven said you don't know who you're fucking with. I fuck bad bitches, she like you hurting me. I make that pussy stop, baby converse with me. She all over my site, she say she in the sex. I guess I stole off the web, she let me in the net. Yay, getting money is the incident. We hot, plus the summer's all no coincidence.
I can feel it, the summer is mine, yeah. I can feel it, the summer is mine, the summer is mine. And I got what I need, I got my city with me. So it's about to win. I don't know what it is, but you know what I mean. Everything is on me.
2012. I love my city. A-Town stand up. R.I.P. Dave Dash. See you smiling down, Brody. Free my brother K. Jizzle. I see you, Brody. Shout out to everybody in my town. Love.
Yo.
Yo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, I heard you got somebody MCing on that. Who is that MCing?
Oh, yeah, a Natty Nuisance. I mean, that's my engineer. I mean, that's where I record at. We got a little team called B3M. Like, it's like a little family thing, mm-hmm. But he definitely did his thing on there, too, man. He's a producer as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to doing your production, because that joint is definitely hitting hard, when it comes to doing your production, do you use one random producer, or do you use random producers when it comes to doing your production?
Well, as far as my song, like my whole mixtape is Boy K Jizzle, and when I shouted out on the song, he's on Overrated with me, and he produced like five songs on my mixtape, and I produced the other like six, so. it's like it's I produce my own, and I stick with like two different people. You know what I'm saying? Him, KG, Naughty Nuisance, and myself. So I really didn't deal with too many other producers yet. You know what I'm saying? But in the future, I'm looking forward to it, man. There's a lot of good producers out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Now we have your manager on the line.
What you got for me, man?
What you got for me?
Okay, okay. First, I got your name. I didn't even know your name.
Yeah, from Money on in Mount Vernon. You best believe it, yo. Doug Moore coming in the place, yo.
Doug Moore. All right, Doug. Let's get into Dave True. How did you actually meet up with Dave True to discover this artist?
You don't really want to know the true story. I'm going to tell you the true story. It's going to be very quick. His mother seen me in the gas station. She's my first cousin, and she told me I better take care of her son. And I was like, who is that? That's how we got in.
Yeah.
So it's a family thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Most people don't even know that, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so what it was a family thing, and that's what you hooked up. But when you first seen him perform, what was your first reaction when you seen him perform?
When I first seen him, when I first heard him, I was like, okay, yeah, he for real, he the truth. His name is David True. I said, okay, it's the reason that's going behind all this. Hey, we can do this, because I got another artist that I got down here in North Carolina also, but now David's in the forefront right now.
Now, what makes David different from the other artists that you deal with?
David's younger. And he has more of the young feel. And everything that he does is like you sitting down and you go home and you talk to your son and you're having a conversation and then, boom, he just puts everything together and he goes by that, you know, and he lives by that. And the thing is his focus, his drive is totally different than anybody else. It ain't all about party. It's all about making sure his success comes the positive way.
Now, I believe, David, you have some shows coming up at B.B. King and a couple of other spots, right?
Yeah, we got
the B.B. King on Saturday, on 15th, and then on the 16th, we got the NBA All-Star Comedy show. Today I just booked him in Allentown, Pennsylvania on the 27th to be a headliner in Allentown, Pennsylvania, his hometown.
Mm-hmm. Now, David, let me ask you, who would you like to perform with that's out right now that you did not perform with as, you know, an open artist?
As an open artist who's out like in the industry artist?
Yeah, who would you like to open up for? Yes. And why?
I like to open up for Future, you know what I mean? I like Future, man. He came into the game. He came in hard, you know what I mean? He came in real hard, and I like his style. I mean, he sounds different, you know what I'm saying? And he got his own flavor. Like, every song I hear is hot, you know what I'm saying? The beats, I mean, his beats is crazy, and I be looking at his performances on like, YouTube, and I be like, he be definitely turning the crowd out, man. He be going in. And I was like, that energy right there, and if I'm singing on a hook for him or something, like doing a song and we perform it together, I know we'll definitely kill that joint, man. Like, definitely kill it.
Now, like this is a question I want to ask. All right. This is the question I want to ask to both of y'all. Okay? Now, you did a couple of shows, you understand, as, you know, the up-and-coming artist. Where do you see yourself being going within the next year with your music?
Hey, you want to answer that first, Doug?
I can answer that. You know, right now, I got them playing in Africa. I got them playing in Japan. I got them playing in Korea. I got them playing. So you want me to keep going on?
Go on.
Yeah. This ain't no New York thing, man. This is, the whole world. Russia, we got people that's hitting us back with Russia, all of that stuff.
Yeah,
okay, so where do you see it going in the next year? Because believe it or not, I've been dealing with this industry for over 20 years. I deal with Robert Hill, Eric B. and Rakim and them, Jeff Robinson, Alicia Keys' manager, Rob Swinger, Daz Effects.
Yeah.
I was dealing with all of them. You understand? But sometimes you get that inspiration, and they don't give you that push.
You know what I mean? You you have people that talk about it, but they're not all into it. You understand? You do things with these people, celebrities, and it's not the celebrities, but it's the people that you was dealing with before you met the celebrities that's actually just talking, and they're not doing that push like they're doing. You understand? So you have some artists that talk and be like, okay, well, yeah, I'm going to do it this time, but then certain things occur. Okay, so you got to go into Japan. You got to go to Florida. You got to go into China. Where do you see it being in the next year, though?
Oh, shoot.
You can have them going there, but that don't mean, you know, where do you see it at, though, is what I'm mainly asking.
Well, I see everybody saying, hey, I'm the first time, and I can hear you talking in another year, talking about David Chu was the first one I interviewed, and, you know, he's in New York, and right now, boom, he's all over the place, and we're going to come back and visit you. You know what I'm saying?
No That's doubt, how I feel. No doubt. I definitely feel you on that one.
Yeah.
I definitely feel you on that one. No doubt, for sure, for sure. Now, you have a lot of artists out here that, you know, they do the music, but then they slide onto something else but continue doing their music. Are you looking into acting or anything else, or are you just straight up going for the music
thing? I mean, right now I'm going for the straight up music thing. I mean, I'm trying to focus on one thing at a time. But if anything ever comes, anything ever comes along with it, you know, I'm definitely with it. You know what I'm saying? It's always better to take more than one obstacle. I mean, it's hard work. You have to put a lot of work in, but that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? That's what you put in to get where you are. You know what I'm saying? So it's never going to stop, man. We're going to keep riding it all the way out. Anything, I mean, movies, any shows, anything. I'll do it all, man. I could do it. I mean, the talent is there.
No doubt. And what's good, you got a manager that's definitely into you, that definitely want to see you go somewhere, that definitely take it to the next level. You want to say, and that's the good thing about it, because you got some managers out here that talk about it but don't be about it. You understand? Believe me. I know you got some managers out here that talk and they be like, all right, yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Later on down the line, ain't nothing going on. You understand? And it's good to have that connection.
Definitely about it, man.
And that's a good thing that y'all got that connection and everything. What I want to do right now is I want to talk about Overrated. What made you decide to name this single Overrated? Tell us about that single.
Well, that was basically, man, I was going through a situation, a relationship, you know, and it's crazy because, I mean, the relationship, everything was going good, and then, I mean, it wasn't what I expected it to be, you know. Everything was good, and then I started finding some things out, and that's when I just was like, yo, this love is overrated. You know what I mean? That's where my heart was at the time. I just didn't feel like I didn't want to love anymore, and it's just like that was it. So, you know what I mean, I put it all into my lyrics, and that really explained it all. You know what I'm saying? I felt like the love was overrated. You know what I'm saying? It's not really what it seems, because you always – something always turns out. When you think something is good, something always turns out to be what it really was. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I got for that single. So –
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what actually made you decide to name it Overrated. Well, you know what? I want you to introduce that single.
Oh, I got you. Here it is, man. My first single, Overrated. I mean, produced by K-Jizzle. I mean, I know y'all gonna like this one. Definitely went out on this, man. Here it go, man. Hope you enjoy it. Overrated.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
No All love. These scenes contain language of a frank and explicit nature.
No,
your discretion is advised.
Damn, pour me up a shot, shorty got me going crazy. 'Cause I've been trying to be the best man that I can be to this lady.
GQ Palace Radio.
But she got me in a day, she don't appreciate me. But only if she knew the way that I've been feeling lately. This shit is crazy.
GQ Palace Radio.
She got me feeling heartless. Kanye used to have her by my side like a hot tray. Now everything has changed, I don't know what it is. But I feel This love shit is overrated. This love shit is overrated. So I don't need love. This love shit is overrated. This love shit is overrated. So I don't need love. I just wanna try. Whatever we do, just keep it between us. Just me and you in this new world. Now I'm on some new shit. Got a new heart and a new bitch. If she gets where you get, I'm single. Wayne voice, no choice. One touch, that thing moist. I'm with RR, no Rolls Royce. So many women, I don't know who I'ma swim in tonight. Just come with me, I promise. This gon' be the time of your life. I guess it's up to me to make the move. Yeah, I got it. I got this shit, your body on my body. Girl, you want me and it's obvious. Cause everything that changed, I don't know what it is. But I feel this love shit is overrated. This love shit is overrated. So I don't need love. This love shit is overrated. This love shit is overrated. So I don't need love. I just wanna try. Whatever we do, just keep it between us. Just me and you in this new world.
So I need some help.
Pour me a cup, you take a sip. Where you wanna go? Let's take a trip. Let your body go. I got you, girl. Dance, baby, like I ain't watching, girl. I'm looking for something with no strings attached. Friends with benefits, is you down with that? This real shit, no liquor, even though I'm faded. This love shit is overrated. I don't wanna come out wrong, it sound out rude as shit. But truthfully, my last love got me thinking love is the stupidest. I don't think we was in love, how we was, I was used to it. But now I love, I'm like, hell nah, my Nike's on, I'm just doing it. No disrespect, I mean look, if you don't want to. No hard feeling, baby girl, it's nothing. But somebody heart will crack when the strings attached. And girl, I ain't no puppet, I'm serious as a heart attack. Your cardiac, nah, I don't do no fun. I'm looking for a boost thing, Bird Simmons. So baby, they can bust it. So what's popular? I need a shawty I can cool with. Tell me what to do. Bad me a bitch, she bad one too. When it don't trip when I'm out with the crew. They my girl, but she know what it is. I just guess I gotta keep it real. I feel this love shit is overrated. This love shit is overrated. So I don't need love. This love shit is overrated. This love shit is overrated. So I don't need love. I just wanna try. Whatever we do, just keep it between us.
My voice, voice cracking and shit. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Straight from the heart.
Straight from the heart. Straight from the heart.
Wow. Now, let me ask you something. Now, what audience are you trying to reach with your lyrics?
Audience? Really, like, I mean, the young audience, really, man, 18 and older, like, that's the main ones. Right now, and I mean, especially with all the internet and all the like media, the social networks and all that, they be on everything. So that's the crowd, that's the people who's really gonna go in there and download the songs and be on iTunes and be on YouTube all the time and everything. Like, so really like 18 and older, you know what I'm saying? That's where my aim is at right now. But I'm eventually I'm trying to start everyone.
Okay, we got somebody on the line that wanna talk to you. Hold on. Hello, caller, are you there? All right.
Yes, I'm here. How you guys doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So, are there any videos out? I want to see a video.
Yes. Oh, yes. I got some videos on YouTube. All you got to do is type in David True. All my videos pop up. I mean, I got like 4 videos on there, so you definitely check me out on that.
Okay, okay. And you are in New York, right?
No, I'm actually in Allentown, PA.
Yeah, but you're coming to BB King's, I think I heard, right?
Yeah, yep, BB King's on the 15th.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm definitely a new fan. I might have to come and check you out. I'm definitely a new fan, and I'm going to go and look at the videos now.
Okay, yeah, go do that.
Okay, and of course, Rich Money, you stole my question because I wanted to know what age group is he trying to target. But he answered.
I'm sorry.
Because when I heard the end of the song, I was like, oh, okay, all right, okay. You know, maybe 18 older, not really younger generation.
Yeah.
A little explicit for that. Now, will you make music for the younger generation, the younger than 18?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Actually, I'm going to actually start editing most of my songs. I mean, just to get them so everybody can hear it and, I mean, because I got some good songs, but, you know, the curse words always, I mean, it's always a factor, you know, so got to get all the clean versions for everything, but I'm going to have all of that. But I'm going to definitely make songs for the younger crowd, and I got some inspirational songs, too, that I'm actually about to release with a couple of artists, so it's going to be a whole different sound, a whole different feel, so.
Okay, so one more question for you. What separates you from all the other artists out there? Like, what would you tell someone, like, say, that hasn't heard your music? Like myself, I just heard it for the first time tonight, and I'm a new fan, you know. But if I were to tell someone, okay, well, you know what, I heard this guy on the radio, you know, you should listen to him. What would I tell them about you that would separate you from everybody else?
I mean, really, I mean, I kind of got my own sound, you know. I mean, it doesn't sound too much like anybody in the industry already, you know. And, I mean, my image at that, you know, I have tattoos on my face, you know what I'm saying? I got 4 tattoos on my face. I mean, tatted all in the middle of my neck, my arms is all tatted up. And, I mean, my build is, I mean, I'm built, you know what I'm saying? I'm not skinny, so, I mean, I don't look too much, you know what I mean? Like, I don't look too much like the words and the lyrics and the sound behind the music, you know?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that'll definitely, you'll be like, wow, that's you?
Right, okay,
yeah.
All right. And, of course, the tattoos on the face, I mean, that's a signature by itself.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially for. Okay. All right. Well, I'm definitely a new fan. And so you're on YouTube. What other websites are you on that we can go
Reverb
to, like,
Nation.
Purchase your music?
Mm-hmm. Reverb Nation. I got music on there. I'm actually ranked number 1 for PA in Allentown and on Reverb Nation. So you can check it out on there. I got a SoundCloud, Facebook, David True. Everything is under David True. Anything you go on is David True. Instagram, you know, David True _5. I got links on my description, so you check it out. The main thing is YouTube and Reverb Nation. That's where you'll find it the most.
Okay. All right, got you. All right, well, thank
and that's
you very
true,
much.
And that's true without an E on it, too. So, yep, without the E. Yeah.
I was going to say, you have this signature and being very, you know, I don't know the correct word, but being a signature, meaning, you know, like you want to have your own identity where you'll stand out from everybody else. So I figured, you know, when you said True, that it didn't have an E on the end. So,
yeah.
But very good. And congratulations, and I wish you much success.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Listen, people, my line is flooded. We see y'all all on the line. So if you have something you want to say to David True and you're already on the line, just press 1. If you're on your PC, the number to call is 646-200-3838 and press 1 to go on the air. Now, Deke, let me ask you, because you got a lot of people, like they said, you know, You got the flow, you got the style, you got the versatility, but the profanity, did you ever, how did you explain the profanity that you're saying to have an audience to like, all right, because you have kids that actually might want to listen to your song, but then they parents are like, oh no, you can't listen to that song. Well, and that puts you in a self mode to be like, you understand what I mean? Explain that to us.
Yeah. I mean, really, a lot of it, like when I'm writing the music, I think of it, and I mean, I hear a lot of people's music, like nowadays, and everybody is cursing in their music, but the main thing is to get it edited so it's a clean version of it, so they could always have the version where people could have people that's younger to listen to it, but to try to stay all the way away from it, it's going to be hard, but it's a challenge I'm willing to do, but I'm trying now, for the songs, like new songs we're doing it to not use any curse words on it, so that's definitely going to be a change, because a lot of these songs was already recorded, so it's like, I gotta work with what I got now, but I'm definitely going to work on changing that.
Now, don't get me wrong, it's definitely fire. I'm telling you, because we're definitely going to rotate it, because we got a way where we could edit some of this stuff out, so we're definitely going to rotate it, you understand?
Definitely.
It's like, no question about it, so we definitely do your thing. Now, I see you haven't taken vocal lessons. You sound like you don't even need them. But, that you're thinking about taking them. So if you don't need them, why are you asking about taking them? Because you definitely, now I know she don't last. What made you decide, if you decide to take them, what actually makes you want to decide to take them if you feel like, all right, well, my voice is good right now. I could definitely hit these notes. So why would you want to take the vocal lessons?
Just to get better, man, just to be the best, to work at the best. I know a lot of people in the industry had vocal coaches, and a lot of people, most of them, and I just feel like if I had that push and that person there to push me and get my voice to all the way to the next level, that would be perfect, especially with the style. It would just be like, dang, I definitely got to get that voice all the way to the 100%, I do little warm-ups here and there, but to actually have someone sit down or have someone on the screen telling you this is what you got to do for this and this is what you got to do for that, I think that'll help me out 20 times more, man, and it just build my confidence up way more,
No doubt. Now, let me ask you, what is the next step for David True?
The next step is just being successful, man, just getting out there, getting these songs out there, getting this music out there, and just making everybody love me, just letting them hear the voice and actually see the work that I'm putting in, That's the main thing.
Now, you have a lot of people, before they step in the booth, they always think about something. I'm going to tell you, because like I said, I used to be in the booth, and before I step in the booth, I'd be like, all right, I got to get this line straight right here. I don't feel like going through doing all these ad-libs and such and such. Actually the first thing? You know what I mean? So what's the first thing that comes in your mind before you step in that booth?
First thing, I just zone out. And I tell them, turn the lights off, let me get in my zone. And I just lay the song down, I lay it down, and then I hear, all right, because I don't really have the ad-libs and all the dubs and harmonizers in mind where I want in the song yet. So after I lay down the main vocals, it's like, all right, this is where I want this sound to go. This is where I want to harmonize right here. I want these ad-libs right here. So it's like I put it all together right there. So it's all going through my head at the time, like, all right, this is what I got to do. So the ad-libs and all of that, putting it all together, is like that's just right in the moment, you know what I'm saying? So I'll be in there for a lot. And a lot of tracks, you know what I'm saying? I use a lot of tracks too, so. But that's the main thing that go in my mind is where I'm going to get these harmonizing stuff to fit in at.
Now, like I said, you did a lot of things. You opened up for Marcus Houston, Carl Thomas, Jagged Edge. You also opened for Dandy for the Love & Hip Hop Mother Day Extravaganza. Now, if you have an artist that comes to you and be like, well, you know what, True, I'm trying to get to where you at, what advice can you give them to make them feel like, okay, I could definitely make it up here?
Well, man, just, you mean to come see me or to get to where I'm at?
To get to where you at, give them some information to make them feel like, all right, I could definitely get up there. Dave True told me I could make it, and he gave me this advice, and he told me this. What would you tell him?
Oh, man, just grind, man. Just never. I mean, you got to sacrifice a lot of things, man. You got to sacrifice sleep. You got to want it. You got to be hungry for it. You can't stop grinding. I mean, when you go to work and you take days off from work, you know what I'm saying, you go back to work, like, you're not as focused as you was before you was, I mean, before you took off. So you can't take no days off. You know what I mean? If this is what you want to do, that's what you want to do. You got to take it serious, and you got to get out there, and you got to grind. I mean, especially if you don't got it already and you don't got everything you need. I mean, if you ain't signed to no label, if you want to be an independent artist, you definitely got to just grind. You got to go hard. And you got to do the main things that you need to do to get your name out there. So just stay focused, I mean, and just follow your dreams. Don't sleep. That's the main thing. Don't sleep. And for law of attraction, I mean, think positive. And you can do anything you want in the world, I mean. It's all about the mind, you know what I mean?
I definitely feel you. Now, this question is for Doug and you as well. Now, in the music industry, you know, you're going to go through the tribulations of people, you know, trying to backstab you. And, you know, you got people that's going to say, well, you know what, he's not all that. He can't do such and such. How do you get around that to make your self-esteem still stand up to where you'll be like, all right, you know what, I'm not going to pay them no mind. This is for you and Doug.
Well, you, man. Oh, go ahead, cuz.
Yeah. The number one thing about that, man, is that, I've been in the game for a minute, and it's all about, you know, staying focused. You know, whatever they say, they're going to say. You can't correct anything that anybody say unless it's, you know, when they say something negative and you know it's the truth or you know it's negative, you know, see what I'm saying? I'm giving you that vice versa type of thing. You know, all you got to do is stay in the lane and keep going forward. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, I look at it, man. I look at it like I go on YouTube, I see Michael Jackson. All the fans he got, I mean, one of the best icons, he's an icon, you know what I'm saying? And there's still people that dislike his stuff, you know, but, I mean, he still want to hit them. He's one of the greatest, you know what I mean? There's always going to be people out there that's going to discredit you and try to put you down and everything, and it's just like, all right. I mean, if you ain't where I'm at right now, it really doesn't matter. All you got to do is stay focused. Like Doug said, man, it's all about the focusness. That's all.
I definitely feel you on that. Now, when it comes down to the label situation, are you looking for something independent or something major?
Really, right now, independent's where it's at, man. Like, what we doing right now, I mean, this is just a start. So the progress we seeing right now is pretty good. I mean, independent is really the main focus right now. I mean, if any labels got something good to offer, I mean, we'll look into it. You know, definitely haven't looked into it. But as far as now, is independent. You know, any independent labels, anything that got something to offer that we ain't already doing. I mean, then that's where it's at. Independent is the main thing right now, though. All the money there, for real.
Okay, so how do you feel about the whole music industry that's out right now with what the artist is saying out now? You know, just considering you're an R&B singer, and, you know, if you really think about it, it's not that many R&B singers out right now that's, you know, actually
really, not.
Really like doing something. So how do you feel about the music that's out now that's being pronounced by the R&B singers that's out? How do you actually feel about that, Dave Downs and everything?
I mean, you know, in time, everything changes. I mean, I just think it's just a change. I mean, it's just over time, everything. It's just a new sound now. It's a whole different sound, you know. So it's like people trying to adapt to the new sound. I mean, a lot of older people used to, like, the older school sound, the new school used to the new school. So it's like going back and forth. But now it's like, I like the new music now. It's just not the same as it used to be. So what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to fit in, have my own sound, and bring some old school with the new school. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm gonna be my next project. Actually, I'm like doing a lot of like old school songs and bringing it to the new school. So, you know.
Now you have a lot of people that be like, well, you know what? iTunes is the best thing that could have happened to the music industry. You understand? So.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the fact that you're putting your music on iTunes, considering the fact that they still taking, you know, because of the fact, like a label, they still get their cut, you understand? But
yeah.
You understand, it's certain stipulations that you have to go through considering the fact that you're putting your music on iTunes. So how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, you know, with the art, with the labels, I mean, you get the shows, I mean, you got the money with the shows. You are going on tour, you get money for the shows and mixtape and everything. But iTunes, like, I mean, it's better when you own your own craft, you know. Like, you produce your own beats and you write your own music, and you know what I'm saying, it's just you, it's just more money. I mean, people's always gonna take something from somewhere. You're not always just gonna make everything on you unless you own everything, you know. So that's where it's at right there with that. I mean, iTunes, like, it's a lot of things, man.
Yo, I can open up with that. I can answer that. You ready for this?
Sure, yeah. Go ahead, John. Yeah, for sure.
I can let you know, man, that, you know, a lot of people forget about, you know, taking care of yourself. If you want to produce, you want to mix and master yourself, all that stuff is right there for you. All you got to do, and it don't even cost a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got Pro Tools. Everybody got, you know, Mac computers and all that stuff here. Everything that Puff Daddy and everybody got, that's all right there, right at the palm of your hand. You could do everything yourself if you really sit down and check out the English and the math. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. One and one equals two, no matter what you doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, you can shoot your own videos. Huh?
No, I was saying, I feel you. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, but you can shoot your own videos. You can do, you know, you can have your own studio sitting at home. You know, everything. As long as it accommodates another studio, one studio to another studio, and your Pro Tools and everything. That's, you know, every Logic. You know, we can go on and on. We can keep expanding. But it's all about how much you want to put into yourself. It's not what you want to put in, what everybody else is going to put into you. It's all about what you're going to put into yourself. You know what I'm saying? And that'll make your dream come true. Because at the end, you own everything.
Yeah.
You own your own beats. You own your own lyrics. You own everything.
Now,
who's going to take
that
chance on you? That's the whole thing.
Exactly. That's the point right there. We're going to take that chance on you. Now, Doug, let me ask you. What do you do to give David True that inspiration to be like, all right, you know what? I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't care if it's 4 o'clock in the morning. We got to do this track. Drink some water. Splash water on your face. I don't care what you do. But we got to make this happen.
You hear right?
Yeah.
You don't even understand. Yo, this scene that you're talking to right now, you in New York, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's in Pennsylvania, and I'm in North Carolina right now. So this is what I do.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why I'm asking you, because you over there, and he's over here. So what do you tell him to keep him on his feet to be like, you know what? I don't care what you do, but you got to do. This got to get done tonight.
No, everything is focused, yo. Everything has a time. Everything, you know, family, you know, with me is first. You know, the music is second. And, you know, and God is third. You see what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, I done messed that up. Because it's supposed to be God first, music second, and then family. And then we just keep everything moving. Because no matter what you do, at the end of the day, you got to go home. You got to go home, and you got to see the big picture. If you ain't figured out the big picture because you screwed up in between one of those three, you just screwed. You know, if you ain't focused, you got to be focused, number one. You definitely got to be focused, because if you got kids and you got family out here, they come first. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You got to do that, you know? Period. Because anybody could put a dream in your ear. You know? You know what I'm saying? At the other end, because, you know, in the ear, you got one side and then you got the outside. You know what I'm saying? What part you missing? Because in the middle, you forgot something. And like I tell all my artists that's with me, remember, everything that's going down ain't true. It's always somebody want to gain something on you. You got to find a good manager. That's the number one thing.
Exactly.
Somebody that's going to be in your corner all the way from the beginning to the end. That's all you need. Once you get that done and you stay focused. And, you know, sometimes, you know, artists come out of their dreams. You know, they want to be all of this. You know, they don't want to be all of that. And they focus outside their dreams, but you got to reel them back in. You know, and me and him have a daily conversation. If I don't hear from him in one day, I'll be like, yo, what the heck is going on? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly how you got to be with it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yo.
You was gonna say something, Dave?
Oh no, no, no! I'm good. What's up?
No. Yeah, now, what I want you to do right now, because I want to tell y'all, it's definitely an honor to have you on. Let them know what shows you have coming up. Let them know how they could get music. Doug, if you got something you want to say to them, let them know about it. How they can get in touch with you. If you're still also looking for artists to manage as well, give them all your information.
Yeah, man, definitely got a show coming up at BB King's on the 15th. You know, Valentine's Day, the day after Valentine's Day. So Ice-T's birthday bash, I mean, Aquarius. And got the NBA All-Star Comedy Series weekend on the 16th on Sunday. That's back-to-back right there. And we got sometime in February, we got what? It was February 27th. Got a show in Allentown, PA at Pitcher's Bar. And it's an event. I'm going to be headlining the event. So definitely check that out. But you can find all my videos on YouTube under David True. That's without the E, T-R-U. Reverb Nation under David True. SoundCloud, David True. Instagram, David True underscore 5. I mean, Facebook, David True. I mean, everything. Everything's David True, man. Definitely look into me, though.
No doubt. Doug?
Yeah, also, you know, we got a lot of people that, you know, that's helping us out, you know, like Harmony Radio, you know, that spin from Monday through Friday, you know, for us. And the DJ Live team, Let's Love. I could just keep going down. PB Entertainment, you know, the people that's out in the street for us. Because you got to have these type of people, man, to keep everything moving, man. And this is it, yo. You know what I'm saying? And now we got you. So now I'm about to add you in to the clique with us.
Oh, no, we're definitely going to make it happen. And I want to keep y'all informed. You know, if y'all ain't doing nothing, you feel you want to come down March 9th. We got a big event going on with Coco Chanel, Luis Rafiano, Jazzy Joyce, Steph Lover. You understand? Big event March 9th, you know what I mean? And, you know, if you want to come down, you know, it's going to be a lot of networking and all that going on. It's at Club Allure, Queens Boulevard, 3201 Queens Boulevard. Make sure you hit me up, put you on the guest list, and we definitely make something happen.
Oh, yeah, we can make that happen. Yo, you ready?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready.
There it is. See, we don't turn down
no
doubt.
Yeah. No doubt. We definitely can make something happen. Ain't no question about it. Well, I want to tell y'all, it's definitely an honor having y'all on. And send me those exclusives.
Thanks for having me.
You know, you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem. We definitely going to rotate the tracks. You know, we got 8 different episodes, 11 different hosts, and we definitely going to be rotating the tracks in the whole 9.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, man.
No doubt. Doug and R&B sensation, David True, Dons and Divas. They definitely taking it to the next level. Ain't no question about it. All right, y'all, coming up next, we got pioneer legend Captain Rock, and he's definitely doing his things. We got some of his classics coming up. We're going to play that. He's going to fill us in on what's been going on with him in the music industry and find out what's his next step in the music industry. So stay right there and don't move. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment.
It's Butter!
Yo! Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it.
Enter with the to the treasure.
GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace Radio.
I don't know.
Yo, I'm already legendary. If I stop this weekend, switch lifestyles and cease public speaking, you still be frozen, secure in your flow scheme. Cause now the fact that you strapped like cocaine, it don't mean nothing major. They saw you put on, they saw me come up, they saw the young star Bizarre, who do the circumstance, courage and desire got with ya. I set the big picture on fire, play hard, I be in and out of dodge like God. Just a rumor being, you may be seeing I'm a barrage. Come closer, pinch the poster child for hell. Hurry up, cause in a minute, I'ma do what I feel. And I zone out, 9 times out of 9. When the microphone's out, it's just long enough to zone out. But when the time don't stand still, I bite. And before time finds me, I blend with the night, leaving neither trace nor shadow of a doubt. I was born a made man, never battled for the clout. I fucks with the greats and up with the 3 or 4 states. My basement tapes done seen more gates. than a little bit. I'm just the type that like the filament, right where they gas you and blast you, for not much more than the thrill of it. I be trying to tell niggas grand on some other shit. Yo, I know the slang of a thousand gangs, yo, I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
Another thousand gangs know my name though, I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
I got a thousand L rhymes to my name, you know what I'm saying? I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
But that's 3,000, I'm way ahead of the game, yo. I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
You ain't a legend, you just hot to say. But anyway, dig I make, get at me holler, thug type of scholar. I don't need to know your background, I touch you right where you at now. Just tell me if the track sound out the frame when it's on your box. I never stay in my square cause that's game. I'm A-Wear, Greyhound spots with the TV there. My likeness was on air when I bounced. Graphic accounts left all in my wake. Fame is all in my fake name, it's all on my side. This is what you get when ghosts collide. The worst niggas got the most pride. Grant got soul like Mikosa. I know the slang of a thousand games, yo, I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
Another thousand gangs know my name though, I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
I got a thousand ill rhymes to my name, you know what I'm saying? I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
But that's 3,000, I'm way ahead of the game, yo, I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
You know G ran the shit up out of the place. The man is known by voice, by style, by face, by choice. My space can't be invaded. Rhymes go from old to syncopated. And one record black, yeah, you checking for that. With the disc, cause Finesse did the tracks. And I rhyme bliss. The onlookers come to grips when I spit a general on some year-long March Madness. The bad news precedes my footsteps. The good rep is good rep is good rep is good rep. The haps broke down before I spoke. I got the full Nelson choke down pack. You know it sound fat. Go on, say it don't. If you don't know by now, you never won. I'm 2 times fly. As your crew and I came to set trends, get rich and never die. I know the slang of a thousand gangs, yo, I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
Another thousand gangs know my name though, I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
I got a thousand ill rhymes to my name, you know what I'm saying? I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
But that's 3,000, I'm way ahead of the game, yo, I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
Hey, this is Tiffany and Stephanie, and on Fridays we listen to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio Station. Love and Entertainment.
Know how we do. One time.
What's up, y'all? This is MC Iniquity from Brooklyn, New York. Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party. You're listening to the sounds of Rich Money, GQ Palace. Let's go.
Dancing, never felt this good. I'ma push my luck and maybe knock wood. Baby, you're the little engine who could. Body's on track, caboose is packed. In fact, is what you lack is a man with trap. I ain't a trick, but damn if I throw a fish back. Pops taught me better than that. He said, son, reel him in and let the fun begin. Now, ladies, who you want your man to be like? MC, Iniquity, or the cat named Mike? We could do the dance all night. With your liquor, wish lipstick, you're just my type. Come on, sway with me. Party, don't play with me. You know that I'm the one. Temperature rising, son of a gun. Cause I'm a Dancing, never felt this good. I'ma push my luck and maybe knock wood, baby.
You're the little engine who could. Body's on track, caboose is packed. In fact, is what you lack is a man with trap. I ain't a trick, but damn if I throw a fish back. Pop taught me better than that. He said, son, reel him in and let the fun begin. Now, ladies, who you want your man to be like? MC, Iniquity, or the cat named Mike? We could do the dance all night. With your liquor, wish lipstick, you're just my type. Come on, sway with me. Party, don't play with me. You know that I'm the one. Temperature rising, son of a gun.
Don't make me wait, don't make me wait.
Cause I'm a
do my thing, cause I do my thing. Tell us I'm ready to get up and do my thing. Tell us I'm ready to get up and do my thing. Tell us I'm ready to get up and do my thing. Do my thing, do my thing.
Dancing, never felt this good. I'ma push my luck and maybe knock wood. Baby, you're the little engine who could. Body's on track, caboose is packed. In fact, is what you lack is a man with trap. I ain't a trick, but damn if I throw a fish back. Pops taught me better than that. He said, son, reel him in and let the fun begin. Now, ladies, who you want your man to be like? MC, Iniquity, or the cat named Mike? We could do the dance all night. With your liquor, wish lipstick, you're just my type. Come on, sway with me. Party, don't play with me. You know that I'm the one. Temperature rising, son of a gun.
Don't make me wait, don't make me wait.
Cause I'm a
do my thing.
Cause I'm a
do my thing. Don't make me wait, don't make me wait.
Cause I'm a
do my thing.
Cause I'm a
do my thing. Don't make me wait, don't make me wait.
Cause I'm a
do my thing.
Cause I'm a
do my thing.
Yo, what up, what up, peace world, this your boy Mellow Man Ace, and right now you got it locked on
Perfect,
G-Q Palace Radio.
I'm like Blake Griffin when he's in the paint. It is what it is, can't be what it ain't. I'm like the Beatles came to town, go on, faint. Lay there, I'll take your pulse, cause I'ma make you move like no one else. Cause I do things that are above the norm. I'm a combination of a perfect storm. Good looks, good hooks, good rhymes, and I'm second in line as the best of all time. Do your dance, don't resist it. Pop some balls, let's all get twisted.
Hey, hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butter Baby.
Like a NBA game, second half, I go hard, do the math. I'm on the team cause I made the cut. Other MCs just don't add up. I rock and roll till the break of dawn. I'm not the type of brother that'll steer you wrong. I'm like the hot butter on the what?
Popcorn.
Hot butter on the what?
Popcorn.
I'm not a witch doctor but a guarantee. Nobody rocks the house like me. So like proactive all over your face. Let me make it clear I'm gonna rock this place.
Don't make me wait, don't make me wait.
Cause I'm a
do my thing.
Cause I'm a
do my thing. Don't make me wait, don't make me wait.
Cause I'm a
do my thing.
Cause I'm a
do my thing.
Alicia, and on Fridays I listen to Rich Money, GQ Palace Radio, Station 11, Good Friday.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. And with me right now, I have the one and only pioneer legend, Captain Rock, in the building. Captain, what's good?
Everything is good, man. Everything is fantastic. God is good. How you doing? First of all, let me just put this plug in real quick, man. You guys are leaders, man. You know what I'm saying? You're setting the stage for other people and everything else. You're doing something positive, man. The best of luck to all of you all. Best of luck to you, man.
I want to thank you. It's definitely an honor. It's definitely an honor to have you on, and I definitely appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that. So, Captain Rock, let's make it happen, baby, now.
Let's go.
We're going to start it slow, and we're going to work our way up. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay.
First,
all good.
Let's start off with your name, Captain Rock. Tell us.
My name is Ron Green. Born and raised in New York City, Harlem, USA. I don't only rap, I work for the city of New York for the last 31 years, you know, 2 years away from my pension. A lot of drama there, but it's all good. I'm also a referee. I've been refereeing and DJing in Harlem for years, for the last 30, 40 years. You know what I'm saying? So I've been blessed. I have been blessed.
I see, because you was also dealing with Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde as well.
Back in the days, Dr. Jekyll, let me tell you something. I must have been about 16 years old, and you know this was a long time ago. I lived in King Towers on 114th Street, Foster Project. And Mr. Hyde lived over on the east side. And Mr. Hyde used to DJ for this guy named Louie Lou. You know, he's gone. He went on to be with the Lord. But they came over to Chuck Center. I had this spot, Chuck Center in King Towers. And they came over there one night. And I listened to this kid. And I was like, oh, my God, he is bad. So when Louie, when he finished his set with Louie, we pulled him in the office and we hit him off. We was like, yo, here's your $100, $200, $300. We must gave him about $300. We said, yo, man, forget Louie Lou. You, what'd he give you? He said he gave me $25. I was like, my man, you with us. And then he got Dr. Jekyll, and it was DJ Ronnie Green, Dr. Jekyll, and Mr. Hyde.
Wow, wow. Now, like you said, you was DJing Ron Green, but they also called you Captain Rock.
Captain Rock.
How did you come up with that name, Captain Rock?
I didn't come up with it. Captain Rock was already invented. Mr. Hyde, Alonzo Brown, who I love so much, man, he introduced me to these guys called the Aleems. He kept telling me. I used to DJ for Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde when they went on the road. So he said to me, listen, man, you can rap. I know you can rap. You know, because I used to rap with them and get on the mic and stuff. Mm-hmm. He said, listen, these guys, the Aleems, Tunde and Tahaka Aleems, they're legends in the music business, Neo Records. Leroy Burgess, Get Down Friday Night. And I went up there in an audition, and he gave me this paper, and the rap was supposed to be, I'm here to spread pure funk, you know, put the beat in your feet and the chill in your bones. I'm stronger than steel, impossible to stop. That's why they call me Captain Rock. They already had somebody to be Captain Rock, but I went in there and rocked it, and I won it. And I got it. And that's how Captain Rock. I never invented Captain Rock. I inherited that name.
Because now, he was also with a group. Cosmic,
yes.
Right?
The Cosmic Crew, my brothers, DJ
Cosmic
Daryl D.
Crew.
And the human beatbox, Richie Rich. Daryl D. and I grew up together. I knew him all my life, practically. You know, and he used to be my assistant DJ when I was DJing. And we bumped into this guy, Richie Rich, in an amphitheater. Because we used to run a tournament. Doc, we used to run the King Tower tournament with 5,000 people out there playing basketball every night. If I knew what I knew now, those guys, Dykeman and my man Greg up there at 155th, man, I'd be a millionaire a couple of hundred times. You know, but I was young then. And I didn't know. So the Cosmic Crew, I went and I wrote the Cosmic Crew in the projects. And then I got Daryl D. And Daryl D was very good at implementing and coordinating dance moves. And our act was just awesome, man. It was just awesome, man. It was a great time.
Okay. Now, I also know you do a lot of stuff overseas, like Europe and... You understand? But they show mad love. Why is it that a lot of pioneers go overseas instead of working their way into, you know, bringing it back to New York?
You know what? Let me tell you something. In New York, no, I'm going to start with England. In England, they appreciate something that's clean. You know, that has a glitch to it. That's clean. You know, in the United States, my biggest market is Philadelphia. I love Philly. I can go to Philly right now. You know what I'm saying? And it'd be great. But in England, they appreciated that Captain Rock. You know what I'm saying? We're the Cosmic Crew. We're going to rock for you. So much love to Street Sounds and my brother, Robert Evans, man. He made it happen. You know what I'm saying? He helped me tremendously. When I sort of dropped off the map, he contacted me, and he spent 6 years contacting me. You know, but England, let me tell you something, man. England, Germany, my buddy Lloyd from Germany, man. I still go out there now, man, 20, 30 years later, and I got another 5 shows in England coming up just this year. I love England, man.
Wow.
The love and everything else, man, is awesome. You know, it is really awesome.
Now, because I got some of your classics here as well. I definitely want to get, because I know some people want to talk to you as well. But I got one of your classics here I want to get into real fast. The Return of Captain Rock.
Doc, let me tell you something.
Ooh, yeah.
Brother, can I tell you something?
As well, but I want to get into the Return of Captain Rock.
Hey, Doc, can I tell you one thing before you put that on? That was the hit, man. Alonzo Brown and the Eileens, man. That was, I still took today, that song, when I get on stage and do it, it's popular. Give it to him, Doc. Give it to him.
All right, no doubt. All right, Dawes and Divas, the number to call is 646-200-3838. You already on the line. Now all you got to do is press the one button and speak to Captain Rock. If you're on your PCs, the number to call, 646-200-3838, and press one to go on the air. This is one of his classics, The Return of Captain Rock. Remember where you heard it, GQ Palace, Love Entertainment. It's butter, baby. We about to make it happen.
Do it, DJ Captain.
Captain Rock, we rock.
This is MC Iniquity, and you are now listening to the sounds of Rich Money, GQ Palace. Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party, let's go.
You know what I'm doing, I'm spacing out, I'm freaking. Now come on, everybody stomp out and get it on, girl. Ow, show me what you do, I said come on, y'all. Ha, I'm rapping it just for you.
This is Elias and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me, yeah.
Yo, what up, peace world, this your boy Mellow Man 8, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
Come on. Work it out. Work it out.
GQ Palace Radio with my boy, Rich Money.
Yo, what's good? This is Captain Over Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Captain Over Rudd. You know the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned into GQ Palace Radio with my man, Rich Money. Yeah?
I'm so rich.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
Come on, work it out.
Hey, hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butter Baby.
These are the voyages of Captain Rock. My lifelong mission. The hunt.
And you're listening to GQ Palace, hosted by my man, Rich Money.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net. Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it.
This is Isaiah, and on Friday night, I listen to GQ Palace Radio.
About it. Now, the Cosmic Crew, How did y'all develop the Cosmic Crew and how did y'all come up with that name?
After the return of Captain Rock, that record there, after the return, I said, you know what, I got to come up with something else. And I wrote the Cosmic Blast, you know, and Daryl D was so instrumental in this. You know, and we met this guy, the human beatbox, Richie Rich. We used to, every Wednesday, out in our project, we lived in the project, there used to be about 3,000, 4,000 people, and so many people can contest to this. And we used to have something called Entertainment Night. And this guy came out and did the beatbox, and that's where I thought of the Cosmic Blast. You know, I didn't know how I was going to implement that, you know, the beatbox into the song, but I sat down, I prayed on it, and it happened, you know?
No doubt. All right, my lines are studded. If you want to speak to Captain Rock, all you got to do is press 1. You're already there, so all you got to do is press 1 if you have any questions or anything you want to ask him. If you want your PC, the number to call, 646-200-3838, press 1, or you could just sit back and listen to the show. We actually have somebody I want to talk to, guys. Hold on.
Okay.
Welcome to GQ Palace.
What's up, my brother?
Hey, my brother, how you doing, man? Blessings. How you be?
What's up, Captain Rock?
Okay, holla at your boy.
Yo, listen, man, I'm from the real old school, from the South Bronx, man, and I grew up listening to Grandmaster Flash. I actually lived in the same building as Busy B, Ruby D, and Triple Sace. They call it the Ranch, and I remember the parties, like you said, with 3,000 or 4,000 people when they used to get the power from the light pole, man.
Yeah,
go down, man. No, that's
right.
Only
that's
way you
right.
got the power, you know. And so I'm back, man. Back in the '70s, and I grew up with the old school, man, wild style and everything, you know. So I just want to appreciate, man, all your music back then. And like
thank
I
you,
was, Big Money Rich, man. Like you guys got to represent and hold down and come back, man, because the game is so kind of whack now with the new school, and they making all them bucks, man, really off of you guys. They're piggybacking off you guys, and you guys are the pioneers in the foundation, man.
Right.
You got to keep it in there, man, really. I support
you so much.
1,000%, man.
Thank you. See, back then, it was clean, man.
It wasn't clean.
You know, shoot this person, kill this person, this and that, and this and that. We came out to have a good time, you know, to party and have a good time, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I
want to
drive a
saying?
New car. Young ladies galore, young ladies alike, you know, all that stuff was like, you know, my Mercedes, young ladies, all that stuff. And there was like I was telling Rich in the earlier segment, there was like 7 street gangs in my school. But, you know, all the rappers was battling on the mic. Kumo D.
That's
but,
right.
You know,
that's right,
Grand Wizard Theodore, Mean Gene, all the Cool Herc.
That's right.
All the battles was done in the club, Disco Fever,
that's
whatever,
right.
371, whatever, you know, Eddie Cheever and everything else. And but it was done on the mic, man. You battled and, what, you know, that's how you did it. It wasn't like
and that's
drive,
how you did it. That's right.
Like that, you know, so it's totally different now. We was doing that in the first segment. So I really appreciate all old school, man.
Thank
shout
you.
Out to whoever's listening,
thank
man.
You so
guys
much,
rock
man.
And rule, man.
Old school. And you know what? One more thing I just want to say. You know what was so instrumental? We used to bring our equipment. I'm
right.
talking
your
about
yeah.
$3,000-$4,000 worth of stuff out in the park
right.
on a Saturday evening and just rock.
It's
and
rock.
It would be great.
It would
everybody
be great.
Would party. You know, you have your drinks. They would have their drinks or whatever. Yeah, I'd have my drinks. Ain't no shame in my game. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And it was cool. Wasn't no shooting them up. It was cool. You bring your stuff out, and nobody was getting paid. You did
it was cool.
Because
it was all
you
cool,
loved
man, right?
the
all
craft.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I would bring my stuff out every weekend because I loved music.
Right.
You know? And
right.
now it's different. You couldn't do that now. You couldn't bring no equipment out in the park and play without it being some drama.
No. And Andre Harrell, wasn't he in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Am I mistaken?
Andre Harrell went on to be the president. He implemented, coordinated, and developed Uptown Records.
Uptown Records, right?
With numerous, I mean, top-notch artists.
Right.
Mary J. Blige, et cetera,
right.
et cetera. What happened was I was closer to Alonzo.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm
right.
going to be quite honest with you. We going to talk. He ain't pulled
mm-hmm.
nobody in. He did his own thing, but
wow.
I don't want to go there. He did his own thing, but you know what? Everything is good.
I want to
you
hear that from
saying?
You, man, because I heard on so many stories, whatever. Because one of the guys.
No,
was,
he ain't Doc. He ain't pulled nobody in. You
right.
know what I'm saying? He went for his own. He pulled
right.
his man Alonzo in, but he ain't pulled nobody else in. We was never
right.
that close or anything else, but we was all right. You know, and I made sure he got his paper when he came with us.
Right.
You know, whenever we did our Dr. Jekyll, DJ Ronnie thing, he got his paper. He got
right.
paid. But,
he did. I know he did because my cousin.
He
my
was
cousin
on some other thing, and I wasn't going to kiss his ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm praying for him. He done had operations in the heart, all that stuff, everything else. I'm praying for him.
Right.
You know, so God is good. God is good.
Yeah, because my friend Curtis Whitley used to be down with him in the Mary J. Blige. He helped. He started with, and we used to call him Juice, but he started with Mary J. Blige. Andre Harrell too, but he, like you said, he just went off and like kind of, you know, doodled on everybody. That's what I heard.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Let's be real. Let's be real. Listen to the show, England. Let me tell you, England. If y'all listening, England, y'all, Germany, y'all getting a history now. This is history. This gonna be all over the internet tomorrow, Doc. We really messing up. This gonna be all over tomorrow. But let's tell it like it is. Let's tell it like it is. You look out for your brothers, man.
Right,
look how my brother here. Look how they looking out for me. Put me back out there. You understand what I'm saying? Giving me some time. It's about helping each other.
Right. And all the moment, all these guys making multiple money.
Now this joint right here.
Young
Buck and the OGs
y'all still there? Y'all still there? That's my switchboard operator.
Okay, let's go back to the... Hey, but brother, it was a pleasure, man. It was a pleasure. And you know what? Those memories, I'll never forget for the rest of my life, man.
Right, man. And you know what? I just want to say...
Man, it was great.
You know, they call old school Biggie and Tupac. That ain't no damn old school. You guys are the old school.
Yeah, we old school. They ain't no old school. They
ain't
came
no
out
old
way after us. You don't understand what
TV,
I'm saying?
FTC,
come on, man.
You know, they ain't no damn old school. Old school's back when Captain Rock and everybody else... Grandmaster Flash and the L Brothers, people that don't know no
That's
music.
Right. That's right. Because you know what? You know what? We were the ones who was at forefront in the battlefield. You understand? Making,
on the front line.
You know, working hard, working, getting out there and making people accept this stuff. And then they came in with the kill 'em and everything else. And other people's perception now of rap is it's terrible. They want to kill somebody. Your mother's a hoe.
Right.
Your sister's a bitch. We didn't talk about that. We talked about let's get to have a good time.
Young ladies.
You know what I'm saying?
And girls, girls, girls. Everything was like
girls,
that.
Girls, yeah. Come
respect.
On, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Raper, killer. Come on. That's not us.
Oh.
As a people, that's not what we worked hard for.
No.
And this is what it's going to. But see, they got everybody else's mind so corrupt that they're making millions off it. But, you know, it's all good.
Right.
It's all good.
I appreciate talking to you, brother.
My brother, God bless you, man. Bless you, man.
Old school rules.
Don't forget the memories. Don't forget the memories.
Never, 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 man. Mm-hmm.
My brother.
No doubt. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
We have another caller for you, Cap. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, yes. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm blessed.
Good, good, good.
You know, any day above ground is a good day.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Come on, talk to me, sister. You're talking right.
Listen, it's like a breath of fresh air to hear some old school hip hop and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I understand times are changing or whatever, but a lot of this stuff is being shoveled down your throat. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. And you
know
what,
sis? I'm old school hip hop to
the bone. I'm sorry to cut you off. The bottom line, respectful.
Right.
In our era, we were always respectful. Mm-hmm. Because if you weren't, your parents would knock you upside your head.
Listen.
I know I'm talking right.
Oh, you already know it. You already know it. And you know what it
you
was? It was a separation.
You
understand what I'm saying? Now everybody's interacting with everybody. You know what I'm saying? So there's no lines drawn.
Right,
so,
right.
You know.
Right.
It's
That's
hard
right.
to distinguish
right.
who's who. But my only question to you, though, normally I'm long-winded. And we could,
That's
we
all right.
Talk
Come on
tonight.
With.
Out of any of the new artists now, is there any that you like or listen to, you know, as far as the new age music goes?
I'm going to be quite honest with you, sis. I had to think about that. Sorry. Yeah,
you
I had to think
the
about that.
I am so not
I
mad.
I had to think about that. Can I be real?
I would prefer
That's what
you
it's
to.
All about.
I would prefer
music.
You to be real. Believe me.
I listen to my gospel music.
Okay.
I listen to my gospel. I don't want to hear about put on the bed and stick it in a. You come on. I don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just don't. I listen to Steve Harvey and them, you know what I'm saying? R&B
yeah,
and everything else. But as far as the rap thing, I just don't, you know. Will
it's
Smith,
hard.
That's my
it's
buddy.
Hard.
Will
it's
Smith, that's my buddy. After him, you know, like, it was dead.
Mm.
You know, he used to do the serious raps in the park and Philly. You know what I'm saying? I love Philly. I'm going to say that again. I love Philly.
Yeah.
Morgan Kahn, you're my boy. You know, but that was it. I'm into my gospel and R&B.
Okay.
I'm being honest with you.
Okay, yeah, I'm like, I listen to rap. I listen to, to this new age rap, I'll listen. I'll hear it when my kids play it. But
yeah,
as far
yeah,
as
my son
buying
too.
It,
my son
and,
too,
and sitting and playing it, no, I just can't. It's hard for me.
I can't.
To
You're
just,
right.
And,
You're right.
And you know, I'll put on like the Big Daddy Canes and
yeah,
stuff like
yeah.
that, and,
you see what
and
I'm saying?
And back a little further than that, but.
Well, even if it's mild, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? To get us in the mood. And me too. I got a son. Let me tell you something. I got a son, 23 years old, in college.
Uh-huh.
And every night he come home, he come in my room, and he rap. Shoota bada booda bada booda bada sada sada. And it still ain't clean. I don't listen to it. I listen to it, but I keep telling him it's not clean, man. I'm not going to listen to that, man.
Yeah.
You know, so thanks for calling. Where you from?
I'm from Long Island.
Long Island, go ahead. Thank you, sister.
Yes, I am.
Thank you. God bless your heart.
I
thank
bless you.
You
too. Bless your heart too.
All right,
yes.
Thank you. And support old school.
Oh, I do. I really
support
really
old
do.
School. And you know what? It's coming back big time. DJ
mm-hmm.
Kevsky and these brothers right here on the radio. All old school's coming back big time.
Listen,
I'm talking about big shows and everything. Dougie Fresh.
I used to live on Jamaica Avenue.
Ray
right?
Vaughn.
On Hillside Avenue in Queens, and when all that stuff was out, that's when everybody used to have crews and all that stuff.
Yeah,
even my
yeah.
crew was the Japperite. You know what I'm saying? Everybody had to have their sweatshirts with the name on it and all
that's
that.
Right, that's right.
Listen, now they don't even have names to dances now.
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
Nothing.
We all, it was always
nothing.
A dance out before. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing.
Now they don't even know no names to dances or
oh,
none of that.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
old
crazy.
School.
It's crazy
old
how the times
school.
Have changed. And,
it's
and
changing. And you know what? It's not changing for the better as far as
not.
Our music is concerned. Because right now, our music, a lot of our music, I'd say 85% of it, is not accepted in society.
Right.
Parents... White parents, black parents are saying, I don't want you listening to that. Where she's saying, do me and everything else. I don't want it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
You know, come on.
And
let's
you know
keep
what?
It clean. I'll, let's have a good time. Let's keep it clean.
Let me tell you a quick story, right? Because
mm-hmm.
out here now, they had, it's a spot on Long Island where they had, 1 week they had Jim Jones and 1 week they had Dougie Fresh.
Dougie
let me,
Fresh, the
let
man.
Me tell you, when Dougie was in the building, we party. He had us
he
partying.
He killed it, Dougie. Come
we
on,
party.
Dougie Fresh and DJ Kevsky, come on.
Listen, we party. Dougie had us partying. When Jim Jones was there, his ego was so high, so he didn't even want to.
No,
he didn't even want to take pictures with his fans and nothing. Listen, Dougie took a picture with
hey,
almost
Tim.
Everybody in the club. You took hundreds of people. You understand
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
hey,
still
Tim.
Rocked it. You know
hey,
what I'm saying? It was just the whole ambiance was totally different.
It's crazy. Hey, but let me tell you something. Jim and him, Jim grew up right across the street from me in Taft Projects.
Mm.
That's where I lay my brains quietly, Taft Projects. You know what I'm saying? And whatever. But as far as Dougie, Jim Jones, we Harlem Knights, Ray Vaughn,
mm-hmm.
Magnificent Four, Harlem Knights.
Yep.
But Dougie, Doc Dougie's the mayor of Harlem.
Yeah.
You can't touch Doug. Kevsky and him. Come on, he's the mayor of Harlem. He's
yes.
the mayor.
Yes, yes. So the whole aura was like he brought that positive aura with him. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? And I just say
yeah.
that and the difference in style of music. How,
come on, cause
you know
why?
There was no fighting. When Jim Jones was there, they tore the club up. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you see, but... Yeah,
everybody
want to
be as hood as him. That's what the problem is, you know what I mean? So
Harlem, USA. But Jim cool, too, but Doc... Sis,
mm-hmm.
Doug, top-notch. Top-notch. Mm-hmm. The mayor of Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor of Harlem. And there's some good things to come out of Harlem now. And I'm glad to be back there, too. I was in Park Chest up in the Bronx, everything else. I'm glad to be back in Harlem. Thank you, Lord.
All right.
You. But sis, thanks for mm-hmm. calling in. And
oh,
support.
You're
support
welcome.
Old school. There's a lot of stuff getting ready to happen. A lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So support old school. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Peace.
Okay, mm-hmm. good night.
All right,
hey,
we have another caller
like...
for you. We
okay.
have another right. caller for you, Cat. We're going to bring them on. All right?
Okay, I'm ready. One more and I'm good.
All right. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello, caller. Are you
hello?
There? Hello.
I'm here.
You're
Can you hear me?
Here.
Yes,
can
you hear me?
We can hear you, Doc.
To?
We can hear you.
Hey, hey, listen here. I heard my name a couple of times, so I have to call in. Hey, you know.
Thank God, this don't get no better than this, Doc.
Ron Gray, what up, and Cap?
God bless you, yo, my brother,
hey.
Man. And,
hey,
and
man.
You know what? With DJ, I know I talk too much, Doc. Y'all got to tell me to shut up when I talk too much. With DJ Cap, we grew up. I'm talking about we go way back. As
yes, sir.
Kids growing up. You know what I'm saying? In the scene.
All
clean. We weren't shooting nobody. We weren't shooting nobody. We weren't beating up nobody.
No,
you know,
sir.
We get our, yeah, we get our turntables, have
that's
a good
it.
Time, and you going home, and it was all good.
Yeah, man.
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen, let me tell y'all something about Captain Rock. I'm going to keep it real. I mean, he's my man, but I'm going to tell
brother.
The truth.
Thank
this
you, God
dude
bless
here,
you
here, listen to Cosmic Blast. I know y'all I don't think y'all played that yet. When you hear Cosmic Blast,
well,
let me tell you. Well, I'm gonna tell you something about Cosmic. Let me tell you something about Captain Rock. That song, he was like 30 years ahead of his time because that's all Pharrell and them are doing now.
Mm.
Talking about space age and taking it to the moons and the sun, and that's all they're
wow.
doing now. That is what Pharrell is doing.
Wow.
Listen to
oh
what Captain Rock is saying. He's like, here's a story that must be told about
oh
a man from space who requires some soul.
Oh
come
God.
On, man. He's like, I heard from Pluto, name him make dance,
you,
yo. I'm telling you, come on, man. Come
Cap,
on.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you, man. Thank you,
come
man.
Come on, he's talking about Pluto and all. He was way ahead of his time.
Oh, my
but
gosh. Thank
man,
you so
real.
Much, man.
Big Cat Ski in the building from WBLS with my man Captain Rock is going down our body. Break it down, Cap. Continue.
Yo, I'm telling you, listen to the Neptunes, listen to Pharrell, and all respects to Pharrell. He's one of the few cats that's keeping that old school sound going.
Electro, that's right. That's
you know,
right.
He's keeping that electro going. That's what he came up on. You know,
mm-hmm.
he was listening
mm-hmm.
to Teddy. He'd tell you. Look at them Pharrell interviews. He'd tell you, oh, I was listening to Teddy Riley and that whole sound. But see, Pharrell didn't exactly know where it came from because we ahead of his time.
Right,
I mean, we
right.
were before his time. So all he could relate to was Teddy, and then Teddy moved to Virginia. And, you know, so he had Teddy as a nearby reference, you
wow.
know.
Thank you, man.
So,
thank you.
I'm telling you, Captain,
oh
listen to that.
Gosh,
please,
man.
Play, I'm going to introduce it right now. Hey, this is DJ Kev Ski, all right? This is DJ Kev Ski, and I'm on with my man Rich Money, and we got Captain Rock on the joint, all right? We getting ready to listen to Cosmic Blast. Rock that joint.
No doubt.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is Rich Money, CEO / host for GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. Don't forget to check out that GQ Palace website at www.gqgeeqe002.wix.com/GQ Palace Radio. We doing big things, baby. We taking it to the next level, you heard?
Hey, what up, huh? What's happening, cool? Where you off to? Over to Foster. Say what? What's happening over there? My man, Captain Rock is getting ready to land the dip ship. Hey, man, I'm getting ready to go over there with you. Hold on. Captain Rock getting ready to turn it out.
GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
Hey, here's the story that
must be told about a man from space who requires some soul. You see her, I come from Pluto, aim to make you dance. Guaranteed to put the ladies in the trance. Cause I'm about to take you out of silver dip shit. Come on in, I'll take you on a trip to Venus, Mars, Pluto. Girl, it really doesn't matter to me, cause all you gotta do is fasten your seatbelts and hold on tight as the rocket through the galaxy. Here comes the bang! About this one spirit DJ without a doubt. He scratches out deep on the planet galaxy. And he was like in a record in harmony. He's the master on the wheels of steel. Listen to him because he's the real deal. He's too calm, stays real fresh. You gotta listen to him because he's real. This is a cosmic crew who wants to be known as the superhouse of rockers on the microphone. We throw down hard, we'll make you shake all night, and we can rock any party to the roar of delight. We're just a bunch of guys who like to have fun. We're gonna keep on rocking till you all have some. My talent on the mic to make you believe that Captain Rock is like dynamite, the only MC that will never fight. You know, the only man that can fly around the world in 4 days and take 150 girls, huh? The only man that sets your mind at ease. I come to earth, I aim to please. I'm the man on the hour, too sweet to be sour. The man on the go, too fast to be slow. So while the music electrifies your body, shake, 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 and party hard there. Move your feet and go side to side, and then you're doing a dance called the Cosmic Glide. Hey, throw your hands in the air and reach for the top like you really don't care. I got a vicious voice, just like old times. Fascinating, devastating, I got rhymes. So just stand right there, don't go nowhere, cause I've got a good thing that we can share. Lend me your ear and give me your hand, and I will take your girl to rock, rock land. With a rock, rock, a rock, rock, a rock, rock, a rock, rock, here, rock, everywhere, there, rock, a rock, a rock.
Yo, what's good? This is Captain Over Rudd, the group Super Lover C and Captain Over Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned into GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah?
Alicia, and on Fridays I listen to Rich Money, CQ Palace Radio Station, Love and Change. It's Busted.
Now I can feel the fire lifting me higher. My temperature is on the rise. But just stand there and don't go nowhere, cause here comes your sweet surprise. I'll give you love, make you feel good. Then we'll break it for your soul like a spaceman should. Make you jump for joy, scream and shout, and party people, that's what we're all about. I don't mean to brag, I don't intend to boast, I just wanna be known from coast to coast. And I'm here tonight to propose a toast to special young ladies who stand on boat and wait for me, cause I rock so viciously. I want all the fly girls to admire me, because I got style, I got class, and everybody comes when we give a bash. They talk about me over martini and even watch me on cable TV. So if there's anything else you'd like to know about us, ask the captain, I will put up a fuss. I wanna control your body and soul and make you feel like 10 pounds of gold. Cause I'm an activator, a fly ice skater, the fast talk rocker, the cold house shocker, spaceman from across the land. And if you don't believe what I'm saying is true, I come to rock the microphone just for you.
Yo, what up, what up, peace world, this your boy Mellow Man Ace. Right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
Oh,
That was great. Thanks, God.
Oh, Lord, God. That's key. You scored a lot.
I ain't going nowhere. Hey, DJ.
Yes,
DJ Kevsky. Do you know who did the mix on that?
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm going to tell you. Molly Maul.
Molly Maul.
Come on, man.
And
Rich. Did you know he said in that record, he said, I got a vicious voice, just like old times. Fascinating, devastating, I got rhymes. No, I'm telling you. Yo, notice how you can hear every word he's saying. You can understand every word very clear.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
Ooh, they don't make hip hop like that no more, man. And that's why
we try
to keep it alive, man.
Thank you so much, man.
I got to shout Kev Ski out real fast while I got him on the line, because a lot of people didn't know that Kev Ski was also doing beats.
Oh,
Kev,
man.
Let me say something. You know what? I told you I talked too much. Yeah, I told you I talked too much. Kev Ski is a legend.
Hey, a legend, Doc. Back in the day, man. But the beatbox on that record, Cosmic Blast, that's a dude named Richie Rich. Dougie taught Richie how to do the beatbox, for those that don't know.
That's right.
Richie used to hang with us, and Richie used to come with us to the Apollo and everything.
He
used to hang under Dougie, and he taught him, and that's a dope record. That's Richie's debut, and that's a real dope debut right there.
That's right. Hey, Kev,
can you
help me to get back in contact with Richie, man?
I know. I know his cousin.
Please give him my numbers and everything, man.
Yeah,
I miss Rich. Daryl D
man.
Is not down with it no more.
Man,
he just said the heck with it. But I'll get another couple of dances. That ain't no problem. But please, if you can get Richie Rich, man. Please, Kev, I love my Richie Rich. That's my brother, man.
I can find anybody for you. I'm like a private eye. Hey, but listen, the Kev, I know you only... You only got like 7 more minutes to go, man, and I don't want to take any time. I want you to finish telling the people, you know, what's going on with you, man. I'm going to jump off, you know, but I just need to come on, man, to let you know, that I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to spend 1 minute. Thank you. Hey, Kev.
All right. You got about 8 more minutes
to
go.
And I'm going to put it it all in. That's, okay, thank you.
Use it up wisely, my man.
Yeah, I told you I talk, man. Educated by the young man.
Just to put y'all on, you can catch Kev Ski on WBLS Saturdays from 9 to 11 with the Get Fresh crew. He's definitely taking it to another level with Dougie Fresh in him. Ain't no doubt about it. That's my right-hand man right there. I always say Kev is my brother from another mother. Ain't no question about it. He always put me on to things way back in the days, like in 88. For real, real talk. But, Captain Rock, let me ask you, how do you feel about the fact of, I ask every pioneer, and I expect them to be truthful about it, but I think some of them don't be truthful about it. And I'm going to give you my theory afterwards. But how do you feel about these artists that getting paid all this money and not sending out no messages or nothing, compared to what y'all was getting paid back then when y'all was sending out all these messages to everybody?
And not getting anything and just doing it because you love the game. You love the game. But see, what happened is they can get that. They'll get all of that and everything else. But you know what? That's a tough question, a very tough question. And I wish them personally the best of luck. The best of luck. But if you're not doing anything to better or, you know, our society or our children, most importantly, or anything else, you'll be held accountable. If not in this life, the next life, you'll be held accountable. And as you can see, in all those guys who's dissing everything else, I'm going to be real with you, Doc. They got problems up their ass, got millions of dollars and everything else, and paranoid, and I'm not going to go with what else they doing and everything else. You know what I'm saying? But we got a little bit, and we're content.
You know, like Kev
old
was
school
saying,
life.
And like Kev was saying, you know, the music back then, y'all was sending messages. How do you actually feel about this music that's out now by these artists? That's, you know, they ain't really sending no messages, no genuine messages. How do you feel about that?
R&B, it needs to clean up a little bit. But as far as rap, you got to keep it clean. Because you don't understand. Our kids listen to that. Our kids see that on the television. The grinding and holding your joint and everything else. And this is what they glorify. You know what I'm saying? And they glorify this and forget the major objective as far as education. You understand what I'm saying? And education, period. You know, and that's an issue that we need to address. A lot of these kids, a lot of these children come from homes, broken down homes, where they're not mother and father in the household. And we have to set an example because they got cable and this is what they're listening to. And we're selling our children out. They glorify the shooting, these young black males, the shooting and everything else. And we have to be more positive in our message. Period.
Now, let me ask you, Captain Rock, what advice could you give somebody that's becoming an up-and-coming artist?
Up-and-coming artist, work hard. Don't depend solely on music. You better go to school, get a job, or anything else. So if this don't happen, you got something to fall back on. Because this is the NBA is rough. And a lot of our kids, I ref basketball game with kids. And a lot of our kids, when I go to the NBA, you're not going to no NBA. You better get in that room and study and go to school every day and get your education. You understand what I'm saying? Your brothers like you all, DJ Kevsky and I, we're gifted. We come from the old school. This is what God pressing us to do. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we got to be positive role models, Doc, to our kids. The girls are glorifying this humping and this stuff. The girls on the train in New York City, they're walking down and they're showing their ass in the summertime. What kind of stuff is that, man? The male showing their drawers. Hallelujah. Lord help us.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely
you know,
right.
But
any questions about it?
Old school, positive. And y'all stay positive. If you got to do a little cussing and everything else, that's good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Keep it old school, Doc. Old school. Y'all was rocking, man. But listen, thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it, man. And if I can, hello? If I can, if I can send a shout out to DJ Kevsky and Dougie Fresh, man, I love you. To the Aleem brothers, Tundeha, Takara, Tahunda, you know what I'm saying? Reverend Dukes, Lois Giles, my son Chandler, you know, big shout out to all my people. And you know what? Let me tell you something. You know why I'm blessed, and this is going on 30, almost 40 years later. Doc, I'm still on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still on the road. Got some shows. 2 weeks I'm in Virginia. Then I go to Philadelphia, September. A couple of shows in England. I'm blessed. 2 shows in Germany. I thank God for the opportunity. But listen, thank you for the opportunity. And I'm sorry
no
to keep
doubt,
running
have,
my
man.
Mouth. All right?
No problem. We have another caller for you. We want to bring them on the air real fast. Hold on, Cat. Hello.
All right, one more caller. One more. Hello?
Peace.
My brother.
What's going on?
All right, everything's good, man. How you doing?
I didn't even
you,
get
right?
to catch, you know, who is this, Rich?
This is Captain Rock.
This is Captain Rock.
Oh!
Man.
Oh!
Yes, sir!
Oh! Salute!
Salute, salute.
Salute, man.
Salute, my brother.
Oh, man.
What's going on? How you be? You all right?
Yeah, I'm better now. I'm in a place
I know
where
that's
I can,
right.
I can relax
you
my
school.
Mind now.
Old school or no school?
Yo, let me ask you a question. Why is it that we content? Because we're people of a certain age, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And why is it that we're content with that term old school?
Because you know what, Doc? We appreciate our era. Do you
but why
remember?
Can't it be true school? Because it's a true era.
You, and you can call it that too. I'm not
you
mad
know what
at
saying?
You.
Because I,
you know what?
No,
and
me,
you can call it that too.
Because me personally,
you know what I'm saying? That's
old
right.
school, old school puts us in a box.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
And
you're
like,
right.
I because like, I'm from the era of the you know the tapes and you know T Connection and Harlem World and Bonds and
that's
I was
right.
in all them spots.
Here.
You know
right,
what I'm saying?
You're right.
And old school, that's like, you know, they already try to sweep us under the rug as it is.
Mm-hmm.
We have to kind of like, you know, maneuver around that term, say like we men of a certain age or, you know what I mean, we OGs or whatever. You know what I mean? We got to maneuver around terms.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So why
that's
can't
right.
it just be like we come from the era where it was true and we
that's
wasn't
right.
perpetrating no stunts?
That's right. And my
everybody
people in
had their own lane.
Real
and
people.
In
that's right.
Lane.
Old school. That's right.
You know what I'm
or
saying?
Old,
so
true
now,
school.
Yeah. So now it's like, okay, now you're a new school artist, but you're a new school artist and your record been out 2 weeks. Now you're an old school artist. What the hell is that?
Yeah, that's...
they confuse the issue, so I stay in my lane, personally. I'm a true school dude, and these new cats, they stay over there because when you try to blur the lines, they don't really understand. They don't have a respect for what's going on.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
So
absolutely.
So if you don't have a respect
right.
for the game and you don't understand or respect the culture, the music
that's
is
right.
one thing. The culture is something totally different.
That's
the
right.
The music is inside
right.
the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And so to build with like, you know, a dude, I'm not even going to say no OG or no old school. I don't salute you like that. I don't look at you like that.
Thank you, sir. Bless your heart.
You know what I'm saying? I look
mm-hmm.
at you as a cat that influenced me. And to say it's old school, I don't feel comfortable with that myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't look at Kaz and them
okay.
as old
okay.
school artists. I look at them as artists, and Kaz is my dude or whatever. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? And
mm-hmm.
like talking to you now, I'm more excited than I would be talking to Drake. What am I talking to Drake about?
Yeah, they going crazy.
Drake
anyway.
Can't tell me nothing.
Hey,
Drake
Doc.
Can't tell me nothing about Theodore.
Hey, Doc, they going crazy anyway. They going crazy anyway with 400
you know what I mean?
People
so,
and everybody getting crazy out their mind.
Yeah, but it's
out
good, man, to hear that
mind.
You know, you still
anyway.
Doing it, man. And you can, you know, impart some knowledge, man, and some real insight to what is happening, what has happened, and what needs to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's right. But listen, let me tell you something, brother, and I believe this from the bottom of my heart. It's coming back.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming
it's slowly
back.
But surely, right?
The old artists are coming back. Even if, you know what, I'm content just going out there on stage in front of whoever or whatever and just doing the old school. I bring back so many memories to people when we are younger, the good times that we had, the respectable times that we had. You understand what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
You know, but you're absolutely right, brother. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's just me, man. It's just how I feel about it personally, man. And another thing about it, I just feel like, you know, you got so many artists that's still around doing their thing. You know what I mean? They should
that's
branch
right.
out because, for a perfect example, that Masters of Ceremony concert, they could have sold that Radio City Music Hall 5 times. Okay?
That's right. And you know what? I want to give you a good example. Somebody who's just as powerful as they were 30 years ago, Dougie Fresh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Doug is Doug, you know.
Dougie Fresh. Dougie can sell out an arena by himself. And he
mm-hmm.
might couldn't have done that back then, but right now, he can do it right now. Atlanta City, he sells it out.
Yeah.
Old
yeah.
school. Old yeah. school, Doc. And he comes, you know, and with his success, he comes with a great performance.
Yeah.
It's not just standing around. It's, you know what I'm saying, showmanship.
Right.
Blessed man of
mm-hmm.
God. Blessed man of God, him and DJ Kevsky. And you all, too. So keep it up, man. God bless you.
Yeah, no doubt. Salute. You know what I mean?
Salute.
Yeah. But it just, you know, you just have to kind of, like you said, it's slowly coming, you know, it's coming back around to, you know, they're getting
that's
their
right,
senses
brother.
Back.
Come on,
lyrically. Lyrically,
come on, man.
And the culture,
brother,
the culture is getting
man.
A little bit more shine.
Come on.
You know?
And you know what? It already came back to Philly. Philly scene, there are not a lot of young people parties. All the parties in Philly are grown folks. They'll tell you grown folks, 40 and over. I done been out there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? 40 and over, everything else. And it's coming here. Because when we let them party, they don't know how to act.
Yeah,
I'm being
you know.
Honest with you.
Nah, I mean, you know, it, I mean, and you know, not to knock nobody that's doing their thing in 2014
yeah,
or whatever,
do it.
You know what I mean? Just as a perfect example, we sit here reminiscing about times that they would have no clue about.
No clue about.
No
whatsoever.
Clue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for, you know what I'm saying? Rich, hey, yo, Rich, you know what I'm saying? Like, right now,
exactly.
hey, yo,
no
rock
clue.
With me.
That's right.
Yo,
that's
rock
right.
with me. Rock with me. Rock with me. Listen.
That's right.
We was, like, at the crib, like, about, you know, we was, you know, back in the day or whatever, however you want to slice it. Right about now, it's 9 o'clock on a Friday night. Yo, we chilling right now.
Chilling.
We're not thinking about going. We're not hitting the street till like 12 or 1 o'clock.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And chilling, man.
We listen to HBI.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We listen to Red Alert. We listen to the
That's
Chuck
right.
Chill Out. We getting our vibe on. You know what I mean? Shout out
That's
to the
right.
Manila. Shout out to the Manila bags and all that. But you know what I mean? We getting our vibe on, listening to the radio, making our little pause tapes.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We're making our pause tapes
good.
And all
That's
that.
Right.
Hey, yo,
right.
feel me,
exactly.
yo. And like 11, 12 o'clock, yo, we, you know, you got your little Wallabies on, your Clarks or whatever, you know, Swedish Knits or whatever, your Mock Decks or whatever. And,
yeah,
you know,
and you're going out for a couple of hours party, and you're going on home.
And that's what it is.
You
with the White Castles
drink.
Or whatever,
listen
then get it up.
Listen to Flash or DJ Theodore or
Magnificent all
Seven,
over the place.
DJ Ronnie Green, cut it up. Get
you know
your little cutie in the corner, you know what I'm saying? Rub her up for a little while and then go on in.
And do you and get
go back
talk
to
about it when
go
you
back home.
And talk
the
about
mom.
It when you go to school on Monday or when you go skating Sunday
yeah.
night. You know
and
what I'm
look,
saying?
Yo, look what he just said. Look what he just said. Our kids would never say that. He said go to school on the Monday. After Saturday party, we
yo,
going to school
listen.
On the Monday. They don't go to school now
exactly.
on the Monday after
listen,
party.
We didn't run with no dummies. You
going
couldn't run with
school.
Us if you was a dummy.
Crazy, we going
you
to school.
You couldn't run with us if you was a dummy, yo.
That's right.
If you didn't go to school, you couldn't rock with us. Straight
if
like
you
that.
Weren't going to school,
if
you, if
you
going
wasn't
to
going
school,
to school,
Doc.
You couldn't rock with us, yo.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because you
once
know what I'm saying?
Just, hey,
yo,
right.
Rich, you
that's
know what I'm
right.
saying? Like you be in the staircase with your mans and them and you start snapping on each
yeah.
other, whatever, whatever.
Yeah,
you know what
whatever,
I mean?
But you was in school.
But
and
you was in school.
Listen, the most important thing, everybody you seen Saturday night at the party, you seen them Monday in school.
And you seen
they
them Monday at school,
chilling. Everybody was in school.
Everybody
was in school. You know what I'm saying? We used to go downstairs, man, with gambling, do whatever, and go
yeah,
to class for a little
what
while.
I mean.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's how they got it twisted. So you said you. So now this generation gonna be like, oh yeah, okay. So y'all was in school.
They don't
all the
go
time.
To school.
A bunch of
they
squares.
Don't go to school.
No.
They get a nickel. They get a couple of bags. They get the sour. You know what I'm saying? And they get a couple
exactly.
of that and go ahead and chill out.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody crib or whatever else. Nah, we went to school because if we didn't go to school, look, one more thing. If we didn't go to school, our parents, your mom, your grandmother, your father, whoever, would
you
knock
want
your
that in
ass
your life,
into
yo.
The
you
mouth.
Did not want that in your life. That's all.
yeah.
You didn't want
down.
That in your life. So it behooved you to do what you needed to do. So when the Friday night and the Saturday night came, you could rock out and go hang or whatever.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Unless you had the moms that came to the spot and they had to shout you out on the mic.
Oh,
like,
my
yo, your mom
God.
Like,
come on, man. Don't go there, man. Don't go there, Doc. Don't go there, man. Don't go there. And you're on punishment for a month. Come
yo,
on, man. Don't go there, man.
Coming up to the spot,
they'll
buddy.
Shout you out. They'll come into the spot.
Oh, man, on the echo
in the
chamber.
Spot. Because you're saying, oh, Ron Green, Ronnie Green. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but listen, my brother, it was a pleasure, man. I got to end it. It was a pleasure, man.
Hey, yo, how can I get in touch with you, man? You know what I mean? You on Facebook or Twitter or whatever?
Facebook,
that's
Ron
that's
Green.
Say,
talk
yo,
to
yo,
my
yo.
Man. When I hang up,
yo,
talk
yo.
To my brother, man. They got me, all right? Hook up,
no
man.
Doubt.
Let's get the old school going again. And listen, are we going to
yo,
I'm God, gonna talk
to what
you.
I want you to do.
Okay.
You know, I know you got some new joints coming out and all that and everything. You know, but if you want to give your information and your shout-outs and all that, you can do that now. You know, give them all
okay.
your, you know, it's up to you. You know, if you want to do that, you know, you definitely do that. Give your information and all that. How they can reach you on Facebook, Twitter, whatever the case is. You know what I mean? Let them know about the new joint you got coming out. If you want to tell them about that, my lines is flooded. So fill them in on that. You know, it's up to you.
Okay, now listen. I'm old, man. I'm a contact my man, Rob. Rob Evans from England, and he gonna hook me up with the Twitter and all that other stuff. I'm on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I got a son that's in college, Doc. He teaches me everything for Doc. I'm going to get all that together. But I'm on Facebook, and it's R-O-N, Ron Green, G-R-E-E-N.
Gotcha.
Okay, and hit me up there, and it's getting ready to go, man. You know what? Anybody interested, call Kevsky or Rob Evans in England. Rob Evans in England or Kevsky. They're both on Facebook, man. George Terrell, I love you, brother. And Doc, thank you all, man. Thank you all for this. Thank
you.
I had a good
time.
It is.
Cap, you welcome back anytime. It's never a
Peace,
problem.
Man.
I know Kevsky is going to hit me up right after the show because he normally does. So he's
okay.
going to hit me up after the show and all that.
Yeah, one favor. Keep the link, the information about the radio station on my page. This way I can keep the guys overseas, you know what I'm saying, tuned in. You know what I'm saying? When we come on. And we'll just keep billing it, because they love old school, man, and this is what it
they
is.
They got a better respect for it than they do over here. That's a shame.
Are you kidding me? Can I tell y'all one more thing? And I'm
I gotta hang up.
I went to England last year, right?
Ooh.
I was in McDonald's, and I'm standing on the line. You know, I got my pounds and pence. And I walk up to the lady, and she looks up at me. I have my baseball cap on, and she said, "Oh, my God, it's Captain Rock." Hey, Doc, I ducked. I said, "Who, me?" I said, "Bitch, what is wrong with you? This is Captain." I said, "Please, don't say." She said, "Oh, my God." I said, "Please, miss, don't." I said, "Wow. Look, I got my food, and I ran back to the hotel by myself. I ain't with no security, one, no none. Stood in my hotel for
what is that feeling like, yo? Real talk,
wow.
man. Like, what is that like, yo?
You know what, brother?
When you just walk into the spot, you try to live, you go to McDonald's or whatever, you know what I mean? You just doing you, and then all of a sudden it's like, it's like, you know, it's all this light is on you, the shine is on you.
You know
you
what?
You just want to get you something to eat.
Wow.
What is that like?
You know what it does? It humbles me.
Mm.
Some people boast in it. It humbles me because I'm going to be quite honest with you. I don't want that attention.
Yeah, I really don't.
I do it because God gave me the gift.
Mm.
But don't – and she kept saying, "Captain Rock." And I said, "Why are you saying this, miss? Why are you doing this?" She said, "I can't believe it." I said, "Why?" You know what I'm saying? Shit. This is a, you know what I'm saying, God is good, but this is a X this, X that, and God is still blessing me, but, you know, but I thank God for it. I really thank God for it. Thanks. I really thank God for it, but it scared me half to death. I stood in my hotel for the next 3 days. You know, but wow, I'm telling you, it scares me. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Unbelievable. But we got a show. Check with Kevsky. I'm going to be somewhere in June. Kev has hooked me up, man. We got to get some airtime on that because I'm going to give it a show
no
of
problem.
My life. All right, my brothers?
I hear you.
Whenever you're ready, Cap, you got my number? Definitely.
Okay.
Never
okay.
Problem. 24/7.
I'm going to sleep. 9:14, I'm tired. God bless you guys.
Thank you, man.
God is good, man. Thank you, my brothers.
Peace.
No doubt.
All right.
Captain
Rock
does indeed. Captain
Rock.
All right, y'all, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank all the callers. But most of all, I got to thank the man above, because without him, none of this will be possible. Don't forget, March 9th is going down at Club of Law, 3201 Queens Boulevard. GQ Palace will be in the building. Coco Chanel, Jazzy Joyce, Steph Lover, we're doing it once again. It's going down, like my man the mayor said, Hard Body Karate. Once again, GQ Palace got 8 different episodes, 11 different hosts. On Sundays, tune in from 7 to 9 with Miss Lavina Polite, Spiritual Sunday. From 9 to 10, tune in with my man, Brother Scribby Timothy Hunter. From 9 to 10, Crossroad Temple, 7 to 9, Spiritual Sunday. 9 to 10, Crossroad Temple. On Mondays, tune in, UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio from 8 to 10. We got Deanne Lane, from 8 to 9, excuse me. We got Deanne Lane from 9 to 11. She's taking care of some big, heavy business, putting GQ Palace on the map. So she'll be back soon with her joint Love, Life, and Loyalty from 9 to 11. Then on Tuesday, soon in from 8 to 10, with my man, the mayor, doing it how he say it, hard body karate with GPS, GQ Palace Sports, bringing you the bigger picture. If you don't know your sports, I'm telling you, you got to be on your game when it comes down to the mayor, because you definitely know what he's doing in that field. So know your sports when you call in. That's 8 to 10, GPS, GQ Palace Sports with the mayor. On Wednesday, 7 to 9, tune in with the Diva Squad, Love Fantasy, Angie, Rachel, and T, bringing you their grown and sexy topics and playing the hottest old school and R&B. And on Thursdays, tune in with the Belvins, KL and Tiffany Belvin, from 8 to 10 on Thursdays. Once again, I am your host, Rich Money. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. I'm out, and y'all be good. This is GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
Yo, what up, what up, peace world, this is your boy Mellow Man Ace, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
Now this joint right here, is where the young bucks, now this joint right here, is where the young bucks, and the OGs all come together. I call this brand of hip-hop, adult contemporary, let's rock.
Am I good in the barbershop? Yeah, yeah. So I'm good on my mama block, yeah, yeah. And I'm good in the whole hood, yeah, yeah. Know they make them feel so good.
I know what the business about,
yeah, yeah.
I know what the chicks is about,
yeah, yeah.
I see what the fellas is on,
yeah, yeah.
I'ma make them all sick of the song,
yeah, yeah.
Taking this to the top of the charts,
yeah, yeah.
Caking up and I'm playing my part,
yeah, yeah.
I'ma grease every palm I got up,
yeah, yeah.
To see the song get hotter and hotter,
yeah, yeah.
And it ain't no shame in that now,
yeah, yeah.
You know that's where the game is at now,
yeah.
It's like the WWE out here,
yeah, yeah.
I smack down any rapper I see out here.
That skill, baby, baby,
yeah, yeah.
The clothes deal,
baby, baby,
yeah, yeah.
That gross feel,
baby, baby,
yeah, yeah.
I won't chill until
keep
am I good in the barbershop,
yeah, yeah.
So I'm good on my mama block,
yeah, yeah.
And I'm good in the whole hood,
yeah, yeah.
Know they make them feel so good,
yeah, yeah.
Am I good in the barbershop,
yeah, yeah.
So I'm good.
This is Elias and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me, follow me,
yeah. I got the whole culture on my back. I'm in the loop like a cul-de-sac,
yeah, yeah.
You know the mold was broke after me,
yeah, yeah.
I be the brand new old master P,
yeah, yeah.
I drop something and it's certified,
yeah, yeah.
Double black, triple homicide,
yeah, yeah.
In other words, I be killing the sport,
yeah, yeah.
And still reppin' North Philly the Ford,
yeah, yeah.
Trespassers get prosecuted,
yeah, yeah.
Hot messes get prostituted,
yeah, yeah.
Yep, it's all in together now,
yeah, yeah.
Yep, I'm ballin' forever now.
Skill, baby, baby,
yeah, yeah.
The clothes deal,
baby, baby,
yeah.
It's
still, baby, baby, yeah. I won't chill until am I good in the barbershop,
yeah, yeah.
So I'm good on my mama block,
yeah, yeah.
And I'm good in the whole hood.
Hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Power Radio. It's Butter Baby.
It's butter, butter, so gutter. Your little sister, your brother, your baby mama, your mother, they all wanna go cut a rug when they hear this,
yeah, yeah.
They go bug when they hear this,
yeah, yeah.
I said it's butter, butter, so gutter. Your little sister, your brother, your baby mama, your mother, they all wanna go cut a rug when they hear this,
yeah.
It's your brain on drugs when you hear this,
yeah, yeah.
I say it's butter, butter, so gutter. Your little sister,
Friday,
your brother, your baby mama, your mother, they all wanna go cut a rug when they hear this. Even plain old thugs wanna hear this.
I got the skill, baby,
baby, yeah, yeah.
The clothes deal,
baby,
baby,
yeah, yeah.
That gross feel,
baby,
baby,
yeah, yeah.
I won't chill until am I good in the barbershop,
yeah, yeah.
So I'm good on my mama block,
yeah, yeah.
And I'm good in the whole hood,
yeah, yeah.
Know they make them feel so good,
yeah, yeah.
Am I good in the barbershop,
yeah, yeah.
So I'm good on my mama block,
yeah, yeah.
And I'm good in the whole hood,
yeah, yeah.
Know they make them feel so good.
Yep.
I also want to send a special shout out to T. I see you, Mama. Glad you feeling better. And you know we always here for you. Love you, babe. We out. GQ Palace Radio, your host, Rich Money.
It's butter, baby.